Yeah, that's good on the camera, Otani.
It's my time again. Excuse me.
It's that time again. Yeah.
De la hora.
De la hora. You know, power hour.
Yeah, if it's not in his bag, you could just bring me my book bag. I'll search for mine.
David. Hey, you turn on IRC in the classrooms?
It's on in IRC in the classroom. I see it.
Yes. I got classroom. Okay. Apply what
you
learn
and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation that say what it says. Three views on Power Hour Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, once they change the way they do their live, I don't think we got a lot of, but some people do go, so we leave it there for them.
Yeah.
In case I gotta eat them the whole show. Have a hiatal hernia. It's like my stomach comes up through my diaphragm a little bit, and then so the esophagus stays open and closing. The acid comes up. Yeah, old age shit. Usually happens like when you pass your 40s, they say.
I gave you two.
You should do two. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus edition. I'm Deacon Yashua. Why are you giggling over there? You got caught mid-chew on the Tums?
Yes. Officer Shia.
Officer Tobias.
Right.
Right.
Hey, man, somebody in the comments say you're not Judah.
Ooh. Yeah, thou says.
They said, those are Caucasians on this show.
Yeah, thou says.
I said, come on.
Oh, man. They said all three of us, too. I had,
yeah,
seen
they
a,
said all three of us. Yep. Yeah, that's the comment
you
I'm talking
too,
about.
Bro.
I'm darker than Tobias, man.
Yeah.
And he's Judah, though.
Man.
Like, if they saw your pop, they'd be like, they have to just be quiet.
Yeah, they'd have to shut it down. It is what it is.
That's such an ignorant thing to think, bro, that you're just going to go by that, you know?
Hey, that's the 2 Corinthians. Can I get some real quick?
Sure.
Since you brought it up. Yeah, get
sure.
It real quick. Come on.
What you got?
Let me see here.
Emotional.
do you get back?
Get a, no, not anymore. I used to when I first came in, but now it's like, it is what it is.
I know, because we make fun of you.
Yeah, and hey, Deacon.
Yeah.
Deacon set a good example. 2 Corinthians 10.
10 what?
And hit verse 7.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 7. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance?
A lot of times they get in the comments, they can make comments all they want. But do we look on the things after the outward appearance, what things look like, read?
If any man trust to himself that he is crisis.
If you could be as black as you want to be. You could. I got a lot of brothers. They darker than me. But at the end of the day, it says, read that again, if any man.
If any man trust to himself that he is Christ.
If you trust to yourself that you are Christ, read.
Let him of himself think again.
He said, think this again, read.
That as he is Christ.
As your Christ.
Even so are we.
So are we.
Christ.
Right. Everybody on this show, we might be light, but don't get it twisted. The spirit
right.
Is something different.
Right. It goes by the seat.
Right.
It goes by the seat. A lot of Jews. A lot of Judah. Miss Z. Ellis. So for Judah married, is it a male Judah? Or is the Judah male or female? So I'll give you the answer both ways. So if it's a Judah man, because the seed is by the man. So if it's a Judah man and he marries Issachar, the children are Judah. If it's an Issachar man and he marries Judah, then the children are Issachar. All right. According to the Most High. That's how it was brought down.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, if it's a Judah male, then the children are Judah. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down. I feel a little icky. I got like a cold thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everything gets all dry, your face always feels tired the whole day.
Right.
All that. Yep. So it's feeling like that. I took some ibuprofen, sat on the chair for like 20 minutes, and I said, all right, let's get up and go do the show.
You look like you're powering through it, though. You look good.
Yeah, you guys are fried chicken and beans all day every day.
Damn.
I love fried chicken.
Right.
And I love beans too. That's like I can eat beans like every day. I could eat beans every day. Matter of fact, I was hungry for a snack the other day, and I just ate some refried bag black beans. Just that, nothing else.
Stereotyping right there.
Hey, but I always say this though: stereotypes do have truths in them.
Right, they come from somewhere.
They do come from somewhere.
That's the point that I was making. Like you was proving the point from the stereotype.
The stereotype, right? I can be stereotypical. Yeah, yeah. What's that? Have you seen a Chinese person buy gas? We're in the Matrix. I don't know if I've seen a Chinese person buy gas now.
Hey, it just made me think about another post I saw. I saw that when it said I've never seen a Chinese person buy gas.
Hey, I saw some wild post today, man, that the captain, one of the captain, Captain Benzion sent me. Some Judah cat was on TikTok or Instagram or something talking about that the maps are all messed up. So, you know, you listening, like, all right, he's about to bring some stuff out about the maps. Dude says, you could, from Arizona, you could walk to Africa. He said there's parts in the Grand Canyon that say you can't hike through. He goes, because if you go through there and you walk through there, you wind up in Africa.
Damn.
Okay.
We said, damn, we'll save the booster club a lot of money. Just fly to Arizona and walk through the Grand Canyon. You'll be right there. Oh, man.
Don't need a magic school.
People are bugged out. People are bugged out. People are bugged out. All praises, all praises. Okay. I'm going to jump right in because
it's a lot.
It's a lot of juice. It's like a lot of juice. Because I've been like, I had envisioned it as one show. And then as I was writing it, I said, okay, no, it's going to be two shows. Mm-hmm. And then as we just been going on from week to week, like, it's just more stuff keeps coming up. Like, I can't stop.
Right.
I can't stop. And notice I had paused. I have stayed true to the series on the Israelite empires in America.
Yes.
Right? We were going over that. We were picking up a lot of steam with that. I think, I don't even remember where we left off with that. We probably have to run it back a little bit. Because I know I wanted to go into Las Aztecas and talk about the Aztecs.
So you still even want to go into that series? You don't want to jump to another series? That series?
Nah, we got to finish that one. I got the book. I got to put some respect for Issachar, man. I got to put the book out and give it out there for Issachar. But today, which is going to take the whole show, and then I still need to run it back on the other stuff that I wanted to bring out, the other notes that I have, and I got to go into the invention of the white people. Remember, I got the other clip and the author from that book. I got the Cliff Notes. If y'all don't know what Cliff Notes, I don't even know if they still make them anymore in the age of the internet. But Cliff Notes was this popular little pamphlet book series that you could buy that basically highlighted the most important things of any subject. So if it was like anatomy and physiology one, then you could get Cliff Notes and it would highlight and emphasize certain. So it was like
you didn't have to read.
Right. So you know, you think you would leave it alone, but professors are pricks. So what they would make you do is they would make sure that they would pick questions that weren't from Cliff Notes.
Right.
Because I remember you have some professors and they'd be like, yeah, don't do the Cliff Notes because you're not going to pass if you do the Cliff Notes. But Cliff Notes was like that. Like it gave you the highlighted stuff.
It was that Quizlet.
Right. Oh, Quizlet was the new one. That's right. Quizlet was the one after that. So anyway, instead of reading the whole book, The Invention of White People, I got the Cliff Notes, basically. I call it the Cliff Notes. I'm aging myself when I say that. I got the Quizlet. I can sound younger.
Yeah.
I got the Quizlet for that. So I don't know. We might have three more shows with this if I don't find new material.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes before we switch up. That might take us through the end of the year, and then we'll have to jump back. We'll see how it goes.
We still got to get into the book you were reading about being a man.
I got to get back to that series also.
Yeah.
I got to get back to that series also. You're right about that. You're right about that. Hard times create strong men.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. I got to go into that. Yeah, man. I'll answer this question real quick, and then we'll move into the topic. So what makes an Issachar an actual Issachar? Is it a person with Mexican blood, like born and raised in Mexico or Mexican-American? It doesn't matter about geography. It's just if you are what your father is. So if his father's Mexican and he's Mexican, whether he was born here or over there, you know, then that's going to be an Issacharite. Now, give me Romans 9 real quick where he says they are not all Israel that are Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll say this because I think a lot of us, we get so hyped with the identity. I know I did. That's how most of us get excited about this truth is, oh, we're in the Bible. I remember my cousin coming to me and telling me, hey, Puerto Ricans are in the Bible. I was like, man, please, where? Right. You know, I grew up Catholic. I tried. I had window shopped all types of Christianity, Protestant, Pentecostal, non-denominational. I said, I ain't never seen Puerto Rican mentioned once in the Bible.
Right.
And then that's how he got me, like, showing me the curses and Second Ezra's and showing me who Esau was. But just because you're Israel doesn't mean salvation is promised, all right? So the Bible says two-thirds of our people will be fuel for the fire, all right? They will burn. Go ahead, read that real quick in Romans 9.
The book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 6. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
Right, they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Come on.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children.
Right, meaning it's not just coming from Abraham. It's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I had seen another question on one of the classes we did. I don't know. We got to get better at engaging some of the answers. And somebody had asked about that. Oh, well, Abraham had, you know, many nations. Romans 9 tells you, well, go ahead, keep reading.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Uh-huh,
cool. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Meaning that it extends from Isaac, right? And Isaac had Jacob and Esau, but the promise was to Jacob and his 12 sons, all right? So when it says they're not all Israel who are of Israel, it means that it's the children of the promise, right? What does it say that next, that they're counted for the seed? Go ahead, read that.
Verse 8, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God.
Meaning not just because you're an Israelite by blood makes you the children of God, right? That makes you an Israelite, but not the children of God. Come on.
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Meaning many are called, but few are chosen. The ones who keep God's commandments in the faith of Christ until your deathbed, until Christ returns, those are the ones that are going to be called the children of God, the sons of God. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been monitoring the comments and answering some of these, okay. These Christianity people that isolate one scripture and one word and don't read the chapter. I was going in on this guy.
Yeah.
It was so good. It felt so good. It's like so relieving. Yeah. I usually don't go back and forth on the comments like that, but he wanted to isolate one verse in Acts chapter 2, and I tore his ass
up, bro.
Oh, okay, all right. All praise to the Most High.
All praise.
I've been checking on it.
Okay. All right. So I want to jump in. Last week we had started this video. I want to run it back. All right. Let's run that video back and you can start from there. So the topic tonight is the Zionist lie. All right. And we're going to talk about what Zionism is. It's a made up thing. Okay. We're going to show you how it's not biblical. And this is basically what, when they say you're anti-Semitic nowadays, it's because you're against the Zionist agenda. So if you're against that, they tell you that you're anti-Semitic. Amongst other things, remember, we saw that before, right? So anyway, go ahead, play this.
This is a sign that conveys the message of what it means to be a Jew. As it says, a Jew, not a Zionist. And pray for the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the state of Israel. And then it's repeated, NKUSA.org, our site for people to go further and see the website, and then to see it's in Arabic, the same message. And basically it means that people, unfortunately, around the world see somebody as I am dressed, and they think that automatically I am dressed very religiously. I'm definitely a strong supporter of the state of Israel and of the occupation of the people of Palestine. And in truth, there could be nothing further from the truth.
In truth, what you want is the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the state of Israel.
Because it's contradictory. Judaism is subservience to the Almighty, practiced for thousands of years, a covenant with God to be subservient to him. And Zionism is a new movement, a relatively new movement, a transformation from the religion into a base materialistic, nationalistic movement.
All right, so stop for a second. So he says that Zionism is nationalism, right? So what the world's really following after, when it's this part of their crafty council, okay? That crafty council has a lot. You're going to see, Lord's will, I can get through all of it, okay? I'm going to try to stay very focused so I can get through my points. You'll see how it was something that was newer, all right? But I'm setting the stage that he's speaking about it because it's kind of like when Chappelle did his skit and he said, and he gave the statement, I'm not anti-Semitic and this and that.
Right, and said,
that's how you buy time. I'm starting off with one of their own, the ones that push and say everything's anti-Semitic nowadays, saying what I'm going to bring out in the show today in a much more detailed manner with scriptures, but we might be deemed anti-Semitic for saying the things and teaching the things that we're going to teach tonight.
Right.
But this guy's saying it, and he's supposedly a Jew.
Amalek.
Right. This is Amalek. This is a Jewish person.
Right.
But he's saying he's against the state of Israel, all right? And it is a lie. Zionism is a lie. Somebody put it, his crafty council of Amalek, and we're going to talk about that.
He contradicts himself because first he said, I am pro.
No, he said you would look at me.
Yes, okay.
And think and say, I'm pro-Israel and the state of Israel and for the occupation of Palestine.
Right, but then he said, but I'm pro Israel
peacefully being dismantled.
Peacefully being dismantled.
There's
is what
something else he's
run it back a few seconds.
Yes,
so
yes.
Maybe
contradict himself.
I think he's still choking on the Tums that he
no.
was chewing. But run it back. Maybe
go
he's
back
saying
a little
it.
Bit.
Servience to the Almighty practiced the thousands.
A little more. After he says his whole spiel. Before that. Right there. Let's see. Right there.
Religiously, I'm definitely a strong supporter of the state
Stop.
Of
go
Israel.
Go back a little more. No, go back a little more.
People to go further and see their website, and then to see it's in Arabic, the same message. And basically it means that people, unfortunately, around the world see somebody as I am dressed, and they think that automatically I am dressed very religiously. I'm definitely a strong supporter of the state of Israel and of
Stop.
The
So he says, I'm a strong supporter of the state of Israel.
No, he's not saying that.
No.
He's saying people think that.
Right.
Okay. All righty.
He's choking on the Tums.
Choking on the Tums. I told you guys. See? I told you.
Go ahead. Go back. See? It's even in Arabic. He has it in Arabic. Oh, yeah. Philemon's saying that. Look at that, man. God couldn't possibly be behind these either. Hey, I'm going to show you. Lord's will, all my points come out the way I want it to come out. I'm going to show you some stuff.
It's on the way.
Special delivery.
Right.
Go ahead. Come on.
People of Palestine. And in truth, there could be nothing further from the truth.
In truth, what you want is the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the state of Israel.
Stop. We're going to talk about that today. That would be considered anti-Semitic if we said it.
Right.
But I'm starting the show with a so-called Jewish person saying it
themselves.
So hopefully that buys me some time. Hopefully that buys us some time. Because all I'm going to do is piggyback off of what this guy is saying.
Right.
And just give you a high awareness of it, though, right? Lord's will. Go ahead.
It's contradictory. Judaism is subservience to the Almighty, practiced for thousands of years, a covenant with God to be subservient to him. And Zionism is a new movement, a relatively new movement, a transformation from the religion into a base materialistic, nationalistic movement.
Stop. Look up nationalism. Well, I don't know if I sent you a definition for it, a screenshot. All right, I think I sent you a screenshot of nationalism, but some people might not understand what nationalism is. So he's telling you that Zionism is not about the Bible. It's not about being subservient to God, right? And when he's talking about subservient to God, we're going to go over the scriptures that show you what he's saying without saying it is that God is supposed to be the one that brings you into the land of Israel. It was not going to be declarations like the Balfour declarations. It was not going to be occupy a land. This is why they're warring over there. They had to... Bishop went into this on Saturday. They had to kick people out. They had to move and displace people. If that was of God, it would have been paved for us.
Right.
We wouldn't be sharing it with anybody. All right? So he's basically saying that Zionism is what's really called nationalism, right? And this is from the New Oxford Dictionary, the definition of nationalism. Go ahead and read that.
Nationalism. Noun. Identification with one's own nation and support for its interests, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interests of other nations.
Right, so nationalism is actually a dirty word, mm-hmm. All right? He's saying it's you identify with your own nation and you're for supporting its interests, all right? But it's especially to the exclusion, meaning not all people,
right?
right? And we preach what the Bible preaches, that God is only for Israel, nobody else. Mm. But supposedly that makes us a hate group.
Right.
Right? But people are proud to be nationalists.
Right.
But it's to the exclusion or detriment of the interest of, so not just exclusion, but it can actually be it's not a positive thing for them. It could be to their negative, to their detriment. Mm-hmm. All right? That's nationalism. He's saying that's what Zionism is, that it's only to benefit them and their agenda.
Right.
It doesn't do anything helpful for the world or anything else. All right? Anyway, go ahead. Go back to the video.
Okay, we'll have to unpick this piece by piece, I think, because for most people, the idea of the state of Israel is fixed within a very rigid framework, and what they understand about the existence of Israel.
Stop.
Is,
so what he's saying is, I got to be careful about how we talk about this, because, you know, I only feel confident because you're here and you are dressed like that and you do.
Right, right.
And the world at large has bought into this lie. I'm translating what he's saying.
In other words.
Because he's telling you because he has a very charming accent, and he's speaking in such a manner. But I'm telling you what he really saying. I'm going to give you the real translation. All right?
Right,
run it back a little bit so you can see that's exactly what he's saying.
For most people, the idea of the state of Israel is fixed within a very rigid framework, and what they understand about the existence of Israel is by and large very uniform, at least according to what you read in newspapers. So let me try and get your position clear on this. What you're saying is that the existence of Israel is somehow against your religion.
The Jewish religion forbids, since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago, we were given an edict, a decree by God, it's a prophecy of King Solomon, that we ought not to attempt to recreate our sovereignty. Even one inch of Jewish sovereignty, even in an uninhabited land, is expressly forbidden. And what we Jews wait for the day when God will make a miracle, where all humanity will serve him in harmony.
Stop. Let me tell you, they use their words so
very, very craftily.
Right. He's basically saying what it says in Revelations about them who lead into captivity or go into captivity, right? He's talking about Isaiah, where it talks about all nations, Zechariah, right? Where all nations will come to worship and serve God. Isaiah 14, right? Yep. Amos 9. He's talking about all those things, but he's not saying it. Notice he has a little smirk when he says it, right?
Right.
And nobody questions them. But the minute you put a so-called black or brown person, a Hispanic or a black person, African-American, so-called, up there, and you say those things, and you say this is what the Bible says, it's hate. You're labeled as a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
But really the point I want to get from this is the Zionism, and we're going to go up to, like, I think 8 minutes, 44 seconds. But I want to point out the stuff he's saying is essentially what we teach, that the Bible says, and we're designated and labeled a hate group for it, but they're not.
Right.
All Judaism should be labeled this way, but they're not.
So, and this is what you would consider like a Herodian or a convert, because he's still trying to hold on to that religion aspect of it, right?
Yes, yes. So he's talking about it from a religion perspective. But see, when I'm listening to him, I'm saying, you know what, he's right.
Right.
And the scriptures that I'm going to bring out, I'm going to say, the Bible does say this. The Bible does say that. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't apply to you.
That's the reason I brought that up, because where does he's speaking very, like you said, the smirk.
Yes.
The arrogance there.
Yes.
But where do you fall in? Where does he fall in at that? We got
right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, we showed the screenshot last week where they're trying to say we're Amalek.
Yes. Right, right.
Because they know what the scripture says about Amalek. They understand that Amalek would be imposter Jews. And they're trying to say we're Amalek.
Right.
Okay.
Right? But anyway, go ahead. Keep playing it.
We won't have to convince an atheist that there is a God. Everybody will recognize God, and then we will all go up and serve him. Prior to that event, we are expressly forbidden to try to attempt to make any Jewish nationalism sovereignty. And this was respected and upheld by Jews throughout the trials and tribulations of the Inquisition, the Crusades, and every time period of Judaism when they were easily capable of buying land. They never did it because they understood this is against the will of the Almighty, and this is not what it means to be a Jew.
Once again.
Stop. So keep listening. We're going to go to 844. I'm going to make a point because something changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that something that changed, we know every plan is according to God and he puts it in his spirit and programmed them to do everything. But meaning something changed that they had to propagate this Zionist lie.
Right.
And remember, we were talking about the Hollywood change. We were talking about the Balfour Declaration, right? All of this started to happen in a time when there was, remember, those civil rights movement. And, you know, people would say Abba Bivens and them were very obscure. There's no way that they changed when they do that. You listen, these guys know that they're – I'm talking about their higher echelons. Maybe this guy doesn't know, this particular one speaking. But at their higher echelons, they know that they're imposters. This goes into that Psalms 83 and that confederacy they have. That confederacy is always watching an adjustment. And I'm going to show you one of the adjustments they made after we finish this portion of the video. Just stay with me. Stay with me. I know it's vexing to look at him speak and his mannerisms and everything. I had to work with them for many years when I used to work in finance. Many years.
And they dress like that every day?
For that pride.
I started in a branch, and in the branch that I was in banking, it was a predominantly Jewish neighborhood.
Hmm.
And, you know, I had to deal with them there. Some of them dressed like that. Some of them just regular, right? And then when I went into wealth management financing, most of my partners were when I worked in wealth management financing, IT, there was a
they sleep.
They were late and it was low. I'm trying to time it, boy.
Was it Eli?
Not hip to it yet.
It's David.
Let's go back. Keep listening to what he's saying.
Because they understood this is against the will of the Almighty, and this is not what it means to be a Jew.
Once again, this is not an opinion that you hear expressed very often. Are you in a minority? Are you? Is this simply your reading of the Torah?
Stop. So, again, he's saying, whoa, he's like, this is not an opinion that you hear.
Right.
Because the world is on board with this confederacy. What are you talking about? Come on.
Expressed very often. Are you in a minority? Are you? Is this simply your reading of the Torah?
No, this is the view of Judaism and Jews who are practicing the religion around the world. You will find invariably any religious community that is very religious. We carry around, first we have all the rabbis speak out. This is the leaders of Judaism from Sephardic, Ashkenazic, in other words, European, Middle East, any country. The rabbis, when Zionism came, the concept of Zionism was developed, the Jewish rabbinical authorities universally said, no, this is forbidden for us to do. In the reason
so
being...
So notice what he's saying here, and I don't know if he says it, I don't remember. We got 2 more minutes. He might say it, maybe I preempt it by saying this. If not, maybe you'll listen to it with some different ears. He's saying that those that dress and look like him, because he's part of the rabbinic order that they have, whatever he called it, right? He's saying all those rabbis agree that the state of Israel is not biblical.
Right.
It's not Torah.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's basically what he's saying. In other words, they're using very passive language, but the interviewer understands what the hell he's saying.
Right.
They're just keeping it with that passive language. He's saying that the state of Israel is not right. It's not by God. It's not according to God. And that all the rabbis know it.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's also saying is that they're different than the people that run the government in Israel. Mm. And if you think of the distinction, the people that sit in those, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm not super familiar with how their government is run, but I've seen the Netanyahu's, the prime ministers that sit, they don't dress like him. They're not the type of Jews, or rather they call themselves Israelis. They won't even call themselves Jews in that land. They call themselves Israelis, showing you that it's nationalism again. Meaning that the ones that are religious know that it's against the Bible, and the other ones, they don't really follow religion. They don't care.
Right.
And I get it, brothers and sisters. None of it really matters at the end because they're imposters.
Mm.
But I'm going to show you the whole Zionist lie, okay, and biblically how the Bible's against it. I'm going to expound on what he's saying. Remember that. Man, you were late when I had the timing on it. Don't play it now. Go ahead.
Universally said, no, this is forbidden for us to do. In the reason being that it is not the concept of subservience to God. It's a nationalism.
Right, stop. What he's saying that it's not subservient to God, meaning where the scripture prophesies that God would bring us into that land, that God would redeem us and bring us there.
Right.
Right? He's saying it was not for them to claim that place or any place. All right?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, somebody said they can smell him through their TV.
Oh, damn. Hey, we might get banned for hate speech on that one. Let's be wise about that. They, I mean, they can say what they want in the comments, but I know what they mean when they say that. Go ahead.
And in its actions, when it comes into fruition, when they created the state, the concept of stealing from people, killing, stealing, is all forbidden according to the Torah. So in every facet,
stop.
Zionist...
Do you hear what he just
yeah.
said? He's saying that that land is stolen.
Right.
Run it back a few seconds, because I think people, let's not, brothers and sisters, let's not get so caught up in how he looks and how he speaks.
Yeah, who he is.
Right, and who he is, and not listen to what he's saying, okay? I need you to listen really, really good, okay?
They got Israel like America was. Obtained.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh,
run
wow.
it back a little bit. Run it back a little bit. Did you run it back a little?
The concept of stealing from people, killing, stealing, is all forbidden according to the Torah. So in every facet, Zionism is a rebellion against the command of God.
Stop. Whoa. He just said, in other words, that that land is stolen.
Right.
That it's against the concept of stealing and robbing from another people. And if you take it another level, that goes into the blasphemy, which we brought out a few weeks, for them that are say they are Jews and are not, that try to call themselves by his name.
Right.
All right? Well, are you trying to get something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
yes.
What are you going to get?
Psalms 96.
Psalm 96? Let's hear what you got to say.
Where we at? 96.
Right. He had Mrs. Crimes. And he says it with a little smirk. Run it back to Jeff, because you got to look at it. Run it back again. Some people missed it. I'm going to use Bishop Yahweh. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Run it back a little bit. No, a little more. You had it at like 643. There you go. That's fine. Yo, now you got no volume. Run it back a little bit. And now put the volume.
When it comes into fruition, when they created the state, the concept of stealing from people, killing, stealing, is all forbidden according to the Torah. So in every facet, Zionism is a rebellion against the command of God.
But what about the argument?
Stop. So he says that it's stolen, that they robbed and stole from other people.
Right.
All right? Can you dig it?
Can you?
What you got? I see y'all turning pages. If you ain't got it,
where's it at? Psalm?
Don't be lukewarm.
No, I can't find it for some reason. Once their tongue shall fall on themselves.
Oh.
Because what you said earlier is the
55.
Top.
Huh?
Psalm 55.
That's it.
Psalm 55. Let's get it. I'm right there.
Like you said earlier, the top know who they are. And someone like this guy probably doesn't know who he is. Maybe not. Right?
Uh-huh.
And he's fulfilling prophecy.
Correct.
Is it 55?
64
and 8. 64 and 8.
64. The book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away.
Hey, their tongue upon themselves. This guy is making, he's proving. Yeah, we're not the real Jews. We shouldn't be doing this. He's going against his own people.
Right.
He's exposing his own nation, the lies and hypocrisies. But we're hate group. But we're anti-Semitic.
That's the double.
Get
standard.
Genesis 27 and 39 real quick. Because that was heavy. He said that their own tongue shall fall upon themselves.
Yep.
They did all these things. They kept it quiet. But you can't keep it quiet for too long.
This guy's a dad. I can't hate it. I got to say it.
Right.
The Lord's making him say 27:39. Genesis chapter 27 verse 39. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
That's Israel. Everywhere, I mean, everyone wants to think of Israel right now. That's supposed to be the Holy Land, right? Read.
And of the dew of heaven from above.
Mm-hmm.
And by thy sword shalt thou live.
He just said they got it by stealing, killing. These are rebellion against God.
And he said, God forbids that.
Right. But
God forbids that.
Right.
A part of the blessing that goes to Esau
I mean, they wonder who they are. Uh-huh. This is kind of lining up.
Uh-huh.
Read it again.
And by thy sword shalt thou live.
Read.
And shall serve thy brother.
Read.
It shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
So, yeah, it's lining up. Esau, I mean, this is his blessing right now. That's what he gets.
Right, right. Okay, we're going to run it for 2 more minutes, and then we're going to jump into
a lot of stuff.
Like a lot of Jews.
Created the state, the concept of stealing from people, killing, stealing, is all forbidden according to the Torah. So in every facet, Zionism is a rebellion against the command of God.
But what about the argument that a lot of them make, and that is that the Bible specifically says that this land was given to the Jewish people by God, and therefore it belongs to them?
That is why Zionism decided, when they're making their national home, to make it in Palestine, because really the fathers of Zionism in the 1890s, when they made their first meetings, they discussed making their national home in Uganda, in Patagonia, and because they were anti-religious, Theodore Herzl.
Stop, before he gets to that. So he's letting you know that the fathers of Zionism, that this started in the late 1800s, that it's a new concept, mm-hmm. All right? And he says, Remember, the interviewer's question was, but the Bible, I mean, he's wrong. It doesn't say it's going to be to the Jewish people. It says to the Israelites. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a difference. Because the Jewish are known as them today. He says that's precisely the reason they chose to establish their state in Israel, meaning they're trying to mimic what the Bible says. Bro, he's giving it all out there.
Right.
Mm. He's saying that. Right. So, like, that's Damn. The same way. Like, if you want to say, you're Puerto Rican, I'll say, right? You would move to Puerto Rico, right? Or try to make sure that you're born there or whatever it is, right?
So you'd become Puerto Rican.
So you become a Puerto Rican citizen, but then still be able to say you're Puerto Rican, right? Maybe that's a bad example because Puerto Rico's part of the U.S., but let me say Mexico.
I got you. Puerto Rican-ish.
You'd be Puerto Rican-ish. But my point is, he's saying they chose it there mm-hmm. to try to match the Bible. It's not that God gave it to them.
Right.
All right? That's what he's saying. But then he goes on and he says, look, because the rabbis, basically, we were looking at other areas to say, hey, let's set up here. Let's set up there. Right? Mm-hmm. Run it back like 5 seconds. Because he's going to quote a guy that's going to say something.
Just said, exacto mundo.
Exacto mundo. Go ahead.
In Palestine. Because really, the fathers of Zionism in the 1895, that when the, in the 1890s, when they made their first meetings, they discussed making their national home in Uganda, in Patagonia, and because they were anti-religious, Theodor Herzl, Ben Gurion, well, at that time, Jabotinsky, Theodor Herzl, these tested the religion, as we have a compilation of their writings in his own diary. Theodor Herzl wrote that Jews should convert to Christianity. That would be the solution to the Jewish problem. And it should be done in pride and music on page 14 of his diary.
Yeah, you see his eyes? You see his face when he said that?
No, he's like,
even though that's a so-called Jewish guy saying it, he's nervous. He's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
I'm going to lose my job. He said, but he's saying that there's other Amalekites,
right.
All right, that said that there's a Jewish problem. This goes into the same thought of Shlomo Sands, who wrote The Invention of the Jewish People, of Arthur Koestler, who calls them the Khazars and the 13th tribe, that they're basically saying that these people, they're confirming academically that these people are not the biblical people of the book, right?
Impostors.
They're not. They're imposters, right? So this guy's freaking eyelids are going this way. So he says the Jewish problem. He says they should all just convert to Christianity.
Man.
Because here's the thing. That's dog whistle stuff. The problem is not that he hates his own people, because this is one of his own people that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that in the problem in trying to maintain that they're the people of the book, it's getting too complex.
Right.
Damn. So he's saying we're better off just converting to Christianity and moving somewhere. But then when the Confederacy came in and said stuff to them, they said, no, we're going to push this further. We're going to take this crafty council a step further, and we're going to establish ourselves in approximately what the biblical land says is Israel, according to the Bible. And people will then have no choice but to say that we are the people of the Zionism. I'm going to sum it up for you, but we're going to go through it the long way. Zionism is crafty counsel on another level that persuaded the whole world to believe that they were the Jews so that they can maintain the lie of so that we could be maintained as hidden ones.
Right.
Hell no.
Because they put themselves in that land, and now you say, now what?
Mm-hmm.
right? Because people identify and associate with that.
Right.
Right? Just like Paul was a Roman, so aren't thou a Roman, right? Mm-hmm. He's a Roman citizen, but then he says, I'm a Hebrew, mm-hmm. right? Romans 9, I wish I was, I'm a, from an Israelite.
Yes.
From the tribe of Benjamin, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he says, according to the flesh, mm-hmm. letting you know that it's by blood. But yet he also says he's a Roman citizen. So they're playing on the thing that, listen, if we in there, we in there. Post up.
Right.
And don't leave.
Just never leave.
Just never leave, right? They say post up and just never leave, all right? Run it back like 10 seconds and play it again.
So these people detested the religion. As we have a compilation of their writings in his own diary, Theodor Herzl wrote that Jews should convert to Christianity. That would be the solution to the Jewish problem. And it should be done in pride and music on page 14 of his diaries. We will get to that with God's help. And he didn't circumcise his son. He wrote about this in the newspapers, that he's not circumcising his one son in the hands. So they detested religion. They were looking for a practical area of that they would flourish, a land that would be fruitful and to create a land. But then they realized that practically speaking, you need a massive backing as far as money goes. And the way to get that from the world is to go to Palestine and claim that they're doing God's will, that the beginning of God's redemption, and therefore people should support them because of the Torah.
Stop, because we're going to get too far. Damn. He's saying a lot of heavy stuff now as we trail off. He says the reason they said, let's just go someplace where it could be fruitful. So they thought about parts of Africa, right?
Right.
Africa is extremely fertile. He said, we go to Uganda here. He says, but then they realized if they wanted to establish their own country, they would need massive financial backing. Mm. Massive financial back. So they said, the only way we'll get that is if we go to Palestine mm-hmm. and declare it, and the world will back us
right.
so that we can establish ourselves. Right? Run it back a few seconds so you can hear what he's saying.
They that say they are Jews and are not.
He said the poster child of posting up and never leave. Right. They posted up and they never leave.
The other one,
Christ's going to have to make them leave.
You ever seen that gif of from Dexter where he like blinking real quick?
Uh-huh.
That's what the other one looked like.
Right. That's what the other one looked like. He's just blinking like, what the hell? Come on. Go ahead. Keep going.
Massive backing as far as money goes. And the way to get that from the world is to go to Palestine and claim.
So stop. We missed it. I want to run it back just a few more. I don't want to misquote the massive backing.
Practically speaking, you need a massive backing as far as money goes. And the way to get that from the world is to go to Palestine and claim that they're doing God's will, that the beginning of God's redemption, and therefore people should support them because in the Torah it says that God gave the Jewish people the land. Now,
but Zionism also claims exception because of the Holocaust. Now, you just attributed the phrase to Theodor Herzl, the solution to the Jewish problem.
Yeah.
And that will have...
Stop. So earlier I had said the real reason they pushed the Holocaust is to defend the Zionism, right? The nationalism that they have. And that's what he's just restating right here, essentially, right? Okay, come on.
Phrased ears all over the world because
right.
that's the phrase that most people attribute to Hitler.
Stop.
Right.
So he's saying, hey, remember his eyes were blinking like that, like the Dexter thing? He said, you said the Jewish problem. People say that was a Hitler thing. But he's saying, no, this is from books of our own people, right? Go ahead, play it.
I will have raised ears all over the world because
right.
that's the phrase that most people attribute to Hitler. Now,
right.
the idea that the Jews need a safe country in order to prevent the possibility of another Holocaust, in order to solve
right.
the persecution of Jews throughout millennia, is one of the founding principles of Israel. You don't think that holds any water either?
The Holocaust was God's will. And we don't question God. God is compassionate and so forth. But we have to.
Where we at? Where we at? Okay, that's it. I don't need the rest of that. Okay, now let me pull up the Zionism article. All right, pull up the Zionism article. All right.
He kept saying the claim.
The negation of the diaspora. All right. And let's go from there. All right. So, right. He keeps saying the claim and everything. Let's read Zionism, all right, from their own public thing. Go ahead.
Zionism, Hebrew. Is a nationalist movement that espouses the establishment of and support for a homeland for the Jewish people centered in the area roughly corresponding to what is known in Jewish tradition as the Land of Israel.
Right. So there was a long setup that led up to this, right? Actually, can you just, I think the American Oxford Dictionary jumps to the timestamp. When you look up Zionism, it tells you when it came about. Zionism, let me see if it shows up. Zionism, just look for a Zionism, American Oxford, and see if it comes up. Yeah, I have the link. I think it gives the date. No, that ain't it. It shows up on my phone. Hold on. Somebody say something while I look this up. Because I want to make a point.
Brothers and sisters, excuse me. Remember the Booster Club.
I'm going to post it as a picture. Go ahead, keep going.
Why are we going? Remember these topics, these we need your help. IUIC needs your help with the Booster Club, IUIC.fundraisingatisraelunite.org. Also, don't forget to call in.
Get that picture up that I just posted while he's talking.
The number's there. Call in if you got a question or comment. Call in regarding the topic. All right? Regarding the topic. You have something?
Grab Psalms 82 and 5 real quick. Just while we wait. Because this is like, I myself personally have never really looked into, when you think of, like you said, the majority of the world looks at, you think of Jews, and it's based on what we've seen and what we've been shown, right? Go ahead and read.
82 and what?
82 and 5.
The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 5. Freedom! They know not.
So the world doesn't know.
Right.
The majority of the world doesn't know that there's a separation between Zionism and the Jewish, that there's a division between them that say they are Jews, right?
Or between the real Israelites and these imposters.
Right.
They don't know because it's just everybody follows along blindly.
Right. We've never done the research. We never actually looked into to what the Bible actually says.
It's like what that guy was saying. Everybody knows this. Everybody runs with this because that's what everybody does.
Right.
So, verse 5, they know not, neither will they understand.
So when we go out and we start referencing these things, a lot of us are on the street teaching. We got to be mindful of this because a lot of our people don't know. And they will not. It says they neither will they understand. So when we bring these things up, we have to make sure that we're giving the sense. We're helping cause them that are listening to understand what we're reading. Read.
They walk in darkness.
They walk on in darkness. Right now, our people are walking on in darkness. The entire world is in the midst of darkness that this man created. Esau, read.
On in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
The foundations of the earth is Israel. God set the people in this earth according to the number of the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. We are the foundations of the earth. And because we don't know who we are, nobody else knows who they are.
Foundation is not four pillars that hold up a flat earth.
I mean, that's
like
not
a table.
That's not what the Bible says.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to say it because I hear those flat earthers.
Wait. One more. Nah, I'm just kidding. I ain't gonna go. It's in
eight. And when you talk about the foundations being out of course, all right, get Isaiah 34 and 8. Watch this. You're right, because one of those foundations is that Zionism lie. That's not biblical, all right? Go ahead, read this.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 34 and verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance.
God has extra special judgment for them, all right? It's actually going to pop off with them first before the heat get here to America, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into breaking that down right now, okay? But that destruction at noonday is two sides of the world, okay? It's going to happen there, and then 7 hours later, it's going to happen here in the United States, all right?
Right.
So he's starting with them first, all right? Because of it's his vengeance. For what? For what reason?
For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance.
Come on.
And the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion.
What's the controversy? Yo, the Bible says there's a controversy in Zion.
Mm. It's heavy.
There's a controversy, and that controversy is exactly what we're talking about here, how they established this land falsely, how they set themselves up there so that it would give them credibility that they are the people of the book,
right.
All right? And that's what I say. This is the biggest crafty counsel they pulled. And by that, they've created a constant environment where they say that we are the hidden ones, all right? Let's go back to this, Zionism real quick.
Zionism. a movement for originally the reestablishment and now the development and protection of a Jewish nation in what is now Israel. It was established as a political organization in 1897 under Theodor Herzl.
Right, so that's the guy that he says was saying that it's a Jewish problem, right?
Right.
And he says they should all convert to Christianity, right? So he says it was established as a political organization in 1897, okay? Go ahead, come on.
And was later led by Chaim Wiseman.
Right, and look at the origin of the word. It's a 19th century word. Mm. Late 19th century.
That's
all
a
right?
new thing in the earth.
Yes, it's a new thing in the earth, all right? Apparently after German Zionismus, right? So it's not even, it comes from the German language.
Damn.
Even, the etymology of it, all right?
Damn.
So I bring that out as we go back to the wiki to give you the year a lot quicker, right? Let's go there. What do you say?
No,
what happened?
Already, hey, brother, don't talk what you don't know. The earth is not a global, it's mother.
People are saying that already?
Already, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Already.
Go ahead.
Zionism is a nationalist movement that espouses the establishment of and support for a homeland for the Jewish people, centered in the area roughly corresponding to what is known in Jewish tradition as the land of Israel.
They weren't even sure what it was. They had to roughly estimate these are the lines that make up Israel. The Bible said this, this, and this. All right, it's this. You think when God does what he needs to do and sets us there that there's going to be any confusion?
Right.
Them boundaries and them borders going to be clear. Go ahead, come on.
Which corresponds, in other terms, to the region of Palestine, Canaan, or the Holy Land, on the basis of a long Jewish connection and attachment to that land.
Read on.
Modern Zionism emerged in the late 19th century.
In 1897, come on.
In Central and Eastern Europe as a national revival movement, both in reaction to newer waves of anti-Semitism and as a response to Haskalah or Jewish Enlightenment.
Come on.
Soon after this, most leaders of the movement associated the main goal with creating the desired homeland in Palestine, then an area controlled by the Ottoman Empire.
Right. So Bishop was bringing out that they were trying to say nobody was there. Remember that chick in that article?
Yes.
And he's showing you that there were black people there.
They were, that was heavy.
There were black people there.
Right,
yo.
Right. But they try to.
Hamites and Palestinians.
Right, right. Yeah. But they try to say that it wasn't. That's a picture of that Theodor Herzl, the one that said that it's the Jewish problem and that they should all convert to Christianity. All right, but go ahead. Read on.
Zionist ideology included negation of Jewish life in the diaspora.
All right. So, actually, we'll come back to the negation of the Jewish life in the diaspora. Let's finish this paragraph here.
From 1897 to 1948, the primary goal was to establish the basis for a Jewish homeland in Palestine, and thereafter consolidated in a unique variation of the principle of self-determination.
Right, so it says from 1897 to 1948, the primary goal was to establish the basis for a Jewish homeland in Palestine. This was their agenda.
Right.
And everything they pushed forward was in that regard, right? And then thereafter, you know how they say consolidate power?
Right.
We're going to get there, and then we're going to establish that thing. We're going to consolidate our power so that nobody will ever take us away.
Right.
And one of the ways that we're going to do that is whenever anybody speaks against the lie of us stealing this land, we're going to holler, we're going to mention the Holocaust, we're going to mention anti-Semitism so that people can shut up about it.
Right.
And not dig too deep onto how this was falsely established. Come on.
And thereafter to consolidate it in a unique variation of the principle of self-determination.
Hey, was this the comment you were saying?
No.
Is this a globe?
This is another one, bro.
My goodness. Hey. So now's the time for you to leave then, right? Because why would you listen to anything else and agree with what we're saying and then disagree with the other stuff that the Bible says? It don't make sense,
it
right?
Don't.
But all right. So each their own. You can watch what you want to watch, all right? Go ahead. It's like Trump, I guess. Nobody really liked him, but people couldn't stop watching him, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. All right, go ahead.
Bored.
Go ahead.
It viewed this process as an ingathering of exiles, whereby Jews everywhere would have the right to emigrate to historical Palestine as a haven from persecution, an area which Moses in the Bible stated was the land of their forefathers. The lovers of Zion united in 1884, and in 1897, the first Zionist Congress was organized.
Okay, now, go back up a little bit. Go back up. Actually, scroll down. I'm sorry. Let me see if there's anything else I want to hear before we go to that negate part. Keep going. Keep going. Keep
the
going.
Liar, the lovers.
No. Scroll up. Scroll up. Scroll up. Hold on. Wait. You're going too fast,
quick
bro.
With
scroll
the,
down.
Quick with the mouse.
Scroll down a little. I just want to see the end of that paragraph.
Useless in this.
No. Okay. So go up. Go up. Go up. Read the beginning of that paragraph again, Zionist ideology.
Zionist ideology included negation of Jewish life in the diaspora.
Right. Now, bring up the next thing, right? Bring up the next thing, the negating the diaspora. Because I thought that was rather interesting, all right? Negation of the diaspora.
Right.
Let's read.
Negation of the diaspora. The negation of the diaspora is a central assumption in many currents of Zionism. The concept encourages the dedication to Zionism and it used to justify the denial of feasibility of Jewish emancipation in the diaspora.
Right. So now they said a lot there, and I had to read it a couple times myself.
Yeah.
Let me get the definition of emancipate and the definition of feasible. Okay, I should have sent it earlier, but you can look it up. Let me get the ones from dictionary. All right, I think those are fine. I know I used to be a Webster guy, but they started changing stuff. So
yeah.
Get dictionary.com. Emancipate dictionary. Let's pull that up. All right, because then we got to go back and read those lines again with what they're really saying. Okay.
Emancipate. To free from restraint, influence, or the like. To free from bondage or slavery.
Okay, so that's emancipate. All right, to freedom.
Free.
From restraint, bondage, or slavery. Okay? Go to...
Zionism?
No.
No, no, no,
what's
no,
the
no.
other word I said?
Oh,
gosh.
Emancipate.
Feasible. I told you feasible. Feasible. Most people might understand it, but some don't. Yeah, I know. It's a tough one to spell.
No, feasible.
Okay, that's fine. The possibility, capability, or likelihood of something being done or accomplished. Okay, so emancipate is to free from bondage. Mm. Feasibility is how likely is that to happen.
Right.
Go back to what we were reading, okay? Go ahead, come on.
The negation of the diaspora is a central assumption in many currents of Zionism. The concept encourages the dedication to Zionism.
So the negation of the diaspora is a assumption, it's an ideology, and it requires that you're dedicated to this Zionism, which is what we just read, okay?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
The concept encourages the dedication to Zionism.
Come on.
And it used to justify the denial of the feasibility of Jewish emancipation in the diaspora.
So what he's saying is that, and this is why he says it's anti-biblical, it is not possible that they can be freed from bondage while they are in the diaspora.
Right.
Meaning, in other words, it's not possible that they can ever be free unless they were all united in their own land.
Right.
And this is the justification they use, because prior to that, they supposedly were scattered all over. They try to identify with that, right? But they really weren't scattered all over the world.
Mm-mm.
They were basically in Russia,
Europe.
Central Europe, Eastern Europe, right? And that's pretty much where they were. But they try to say that they were scattered. So what they're saying is that Zionism came out because they wanted to, of their own authority, negate the diaspora. That's like us saying, let's all move somewhere and form our own country so that we could be recognized on the world stage as Israelites.
Right.
Versus waiting on our salvation the way the Most High said he would deliver us.
Right.
Right? This is what the guy in the beginning of the video was saying. Okay? Keep reading. Keep reading. Life
in the diaspora would either lead to discrimination and persecution or to national decadence and assimilation.
And it has for us.
Right.
Okay.
And it has for us, because that's what the diaspora was intended to be by God.
Now,
when the Most
sense.
High says that we would be scattered, like you read in Deuteronomy 4:27, Deuteronomy 32:26, all right? It was that we would be mixed among all nations, right? And in that, we would be discriminated against, like you read in Deuteronomy 28:37, a proverb and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead you, right? And persecuted. And he said, into a national decadence and assimilation, meaning we would run around calling ourselves everything under the sun for what we were. But they never did that, supposedly, in their diaspora, all right?
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. They weren't a part of those 10 tribes that crossed the water.
No. That's another thing altogether. But right. We're just going with what they're saying, how because they were in Russia and in Europe, that meant that they could never claim their identity unless they got into
the land.
The land.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they got the land, right? But go ahead. Keep reading.
A more moderate formulation says that the Jews, as a people, have no future without a spiritual center in the land of Israel.
Right. Now, I'm laying this all out, and then we're going to jump into the scriptures that's going to – so remember all these points that we're bringing out, all right? I didn't want to chop it up too much to the extent that I was going to the article and then lose the sense as we begin to precept as we go over this stuff, all right? So – no, key in on that spiritual center. Keep reading. We're going to read more on this, all right?
I think that's it.
No, there's more. You got to open before 1948, okay?
Before 1948, according to Swede, in the early 20th century, Josef Haim Brenner and Micah Joseph B. advocated an extreme form of the concept. In his literary work, Brenner describes Jews in the Pale of Settlement.
So in the Pale of Settlement are the Jews that were in Russia. They called it the Pale. All right? Come on.
As poor, mentally, morally, and spiritually disfigured, panicky, humiliated, disoriented, with no realistic view of life, depressed, despised, slovenly of dress.
Hey, some of these characteristics are true because they're still slovenly of dress.
Right.
Slovenly means like a bum, right? Mm. So they dress like a bum. But yeah. Go ahead. Come on.
Lacking taste.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever ate some of their food. It's bland as hell, all right, guy?
Unwilling to defend themselves against violence.
Weak. How could they be mighty and descend from the mighty forefathers that you read in the scriptures? They're weak. You ever get a handshake from them? It's the limpest, coldest, clammy hand you're ever going to touch, all right? Some of y'all may not, but I had dealings with them, bro.
Yeah,
and, really? Oh, bro, I used to hate it, bro. I used to go wipe my hand, wash it, like...
Something's wrong.
Right. Hey, and I know, that may come up, oh, you be so... racist and prejudice. I don't like touching clammy hands.
Right.
Hey, they ain't even the salt of the earth, as the scripture says.
Right.
We the
salt. Right.
Press, despise, slovenly of dress, lacking taste, unwilling to defend themselves against violence, desperate, and feeling at the same time inferior and part of a chosen people.
Go ahead, come on.
That sounds just like them.
Playing victim. According to Swede, Brenner thought that despair was good, as it would leave Zionism as their only option.
Right, so he was saying this is good, because then they're going to follow the agenda, because they're going to be tired of not being able to be united. We're basically going to get the support that we need.
It gives us something to work with.
It gives us something to work with. Go ahead, keep reading.
Yeheskel Kaufman saw Jews in the diaspora as territorially assimilated, religiously segregated, and in other matters semi-assimilated, with even their languages often a mixture of Hebrew and the local language.
And that's where you get that Yiddish nonsense that they speak, right? Because it's Russian mixed with German and whatever they could pull of any Hebrew, which wasn't much, and they mix it all together and you have this false language, right? This false tongue that they use, right?
Go
ahead, come on.
Kaufman viewed this diaspora culture as flawed, mishappen, poor, and restricted. Although diaspora Jews could assimilate more easily now that the Jewish ghettos had been abolished and the larger cultures were becoming more secular, European cultures remained essentially Christian.
So what he was concerned about goes back to what I said during the video, is that if they didn't get the land, then they would assimilate into the culture, and then anybody could then rise up and claim that they were Jews or Israelites.
Right.
So they needed to do something to establish, this all goes back to establishing themselves in the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the main reasons that you ever seen the movie Kingdom of Heaven with Orlando Bloom? Pretty good flick if you're into like epics of that time, all right? And it's basically about how Jerusalem was fought over by the Gentiles from when the temple fell in 70 AD,
right.
All right? From the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So it shows how they were always fighting to establish themselves there, because whoever did could profess that God was with them.
Right.
Damn.
All right. And you see that throughout the whole movie. So the Arabs were fighting over it. The Catholics were, all the Edomites fighting Edomites for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. But they and then the Arabs in the mix, and they were trying to always establish. So they called it the Kingdom of Heaven, and the whole premise was, yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, it's not some super spiritual movie. It just popped into my head now because it shows you how they fought over the land, and it was because they felt whoever held it, even if they didn't identify as Israelites, as Jews, whoever held it would have the authority and the respect and that backing,
right,
that look.
From the world.
God.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because they would say, if God allowed us to be here and God allowed us to get the victory,
God's with us.
Then God's with us.
Right.
That's the whole premise of the movie, basically.
That game we used to play as a kid, King of the Hill, where you want to be the one standing
at
the top.
Yeah, you
want
to be the one standing on top. Right. Yep.
This sounds like Manifest Destiny. Like, oh, God said,
It's Manifest Destiny by a different name. Mm. That's Zionism. And then that same mindset came here, and they call it Americanism instead. Mm. But it's still nationalism, all right? We did some shows on Americanism on the Power Hour.
Yes.
And we went over that, all right?
They're up on IRC TV.
Okay, keep going.
Ahad Ham and A.D. Gordon held a more moderate view in that they still saw some positive traits or possibilities in life in the diaspora, as he thought the creation of a homeland in Palestine would take several generations. Ahad Ham wanted to improve life in the diaspora by creating a spiritual center in Palestine.
So here they go. They're talking about that spiritual center again. And notice they put it in quotations, because there's nothing spiritual about them. Remember how I said earlier, the ones that are there running the government and that sit in government,
there's no spirituality.
No, I mean, neither are they among the fake ones, but
right,
at least they try to profess something.
Right.
These guys that run the government, the Netanyahu's and stuff.
Right.
They do all types of stuff, like anything that the Bible says that you shouldn't do, they do, versus the so-called Hasidic, all right?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The ones that are there, they don't keep even their bastard faith of Judaism.
Right.
Mm. They don't even keep it, but they profess that they're people, right? Go ahead. Keep read on.
This would give Jews more self-confidence and help them resist assimilation, which he saw as a deformation of the personality and a moral failing in regards to family and people.
Again, I'm going a real long way before we get to the scriptures to show you that it's all BS, just to set it up to because I want you to see that their whole thing was resisting assimilation. But why? Mm. The Bible says that we would be assimilated and
right,
that we would forget ourselves. So they fought against that. Again, you got to think about it. Whoever sits in that land, basically, it could have, if the Most High wanted it that way, it could have been us.
Right.
And then we were confessing that, and nobody would have ever said anything otherwise to us.
Mm-hmm.
But because they sit there, the whole world is fooled. And they think that, no, that has to be them because they have that country. Right?
Mm.
And nobody goes into this and understands this history. All right, so we want to jump down
That's heavy.
To the quote that Gordon wrote. All right, we're going to address this. This is what he's saying about Amalek, all right, about Jewish people. Go ahead.
Parasitic people.
Already? Damn.
We are a parasitic people.
He is saying this about his own people. I'm not saying this.
Right.
I'm quoting a so-called Jew.
Right.
And he says that they're parasitic people.
Right.
You know what a parasite does, right?
Yeah. That's that. You remember?
Parasite, all it does is eat off of you and drains you of everything that you have.
Of healthy
and offers
organism.
Nothing, and offers nothing in return.
Right.
Unlike a symbiotic relationship where there's a mutual benefit.
Right.
It means all they do is take and they give nothing else back.
They think to add to that, like a parasite needs a host.
Yes.
Right.
And like how they needed our land.
They needed our land. They needed our identity to not be perceived as parasitic anymore. Right?
Remember that video? We played it on here a little bit back, but it was going into how he was saying that they were a virus.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
It was the same thing.
Right. He says they're a virus. That,
right.
That was in The Matrix. He says that.
No, not it was a. It's a. It's like a little interview that
yeah.
we played it on here.
It was like an adult. It was like it's a clip. It was from Adult Film. Adult Swim. Swim.
And a brother that said it, he said, you guys are a virus. And he said the only way that you guys will be taken out is if a bigger virus comes along and does the same thing that you do to us.
Right. I remember what you're saying. Yeah. But read this. I want to make a point. And then get me Genesis 4, 12, and 14.
We are a parasitic people. We have no roots in the soil. There is no ground beneath our feet. And we are parasites not only in an economic sense, but in spirit, in thought, in poetry, in literature, and in our virtues, our ideals, our higher human aspirations. Mm. Every alien movement sweeps us along. Every wind in the world carries us. We in ourselves are almost non-existent. So, of course, we are nothing in the eyes of other people
Let's get Genesis 4 and 12. This is what he's saying when he says that to help you identify who it is, all right?
Damn.
This is what he's saying. He says they are parasitic. He says they have no identity. They have no home, right? So they had to steal a home. Like the so-called, I don't even want to say rabbi, but like the freaking religious Jewish guy said
right.
in the video.
Right, right.
He said the Bible, the Torah, is against theft, robbery, especially of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that Zionism is contrary to that because it was established by theft and robbery of another people. Read this.
The book of Genesis, chapter 4 and verse 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength.
Right. They had nothing. He said in every sense, they had nothing. Come on.
A fugitive and a vagabond thou shalt be in the earth.
He said they were slovenly, destitute people. They said they don't have human aspirations
right.
because that's the spirit of Cain.
Right.
That's how Esau rolls. And it's not just Amalek that's like this. All of them are like that. They've never had their own identity. Their identity is to be cave dwellers.
Mm.
But what they've done in absence of that, their curse was to be a fugitive and a vagabond. So what they do is they
right.
rob the identities and the cultures of other people. Right?
They became, in history, they became the Greeks.
They became the Romans. They became...
Yes.
And
then in modern times, they become the Egyptians in the movies. They become the Babylonians
everything.
In the movies.
But the biggest thing that they became, and we don't speak about enough, and that's why we're talking about it now,
exactly.
is that they've blasphemed God's name by professing that they say they are Jews and they're not.
Right.
Go ahead, read this.
Damn.
Verse 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can
he
bear.
He said, oh, bro, what are you saying, man? I'm not going to have a lot amongst anybody in all your creation? Come on.
Verse 14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth.
And that's what he is. That's what he's saying here.
Right.
These are the characteristics of a fugitive and a vagabond.
He says, We in ourselves are almost non-existent.
Right.
Damn.
A fugitive and a vagabond, right? He says, and so, of course, we are nothing in the eyes of other people either.
Be like unto spittle.
Yeah, be like unto spittle. Go ahead. Come on, read.
And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me.
He said, but everyone that find me will slay me, all right? Now, before we go back to the article, get me that clip with Godfrey from the Facebook Live. We're going to start at 8:17. We're only going to play a few seconds of it, all right? 8:17 to 8:50 is what I want. And then get me Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29 and 11.
You want it before or after that?
No, after the clip, we're going to read it. Just have it ready.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the me. What is Zionist?
This guy, so this is Godfrey. Most people know him, all right? He was he's a comedian. I don't think he's extremely funny, but he's become sort of an internet personality with his shows and stuff, right? And the brother, this interview was chopped up. I would like to see it from Godfrey's perspective, but this is from, what's the rabbi's name? Rodney, whatever, what the hell's his name?
Rodman.
Oh,
Rodney
Rudy,
Rockman.
Rudy Rockman. This is the same guy that Bishop showed on his class. We also showed on this show where he's professing now after Ye said what he said, that the Caribbean, right, that the American black remnants in Africa and that people in South America and the Caribbean are Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's, and I'm going to show you something that he's doing on his strategy. I had missed that point earlier and something that the religious Jewish guy said. But get the picture ready too of the screenshot of Rodney and Jada, Rockman and Jada. All right. So go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? He's talking about the
me. What is a Zionist?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so let me tell you. Zionism is the right for the Jewish people to self-determine on their ancestral homeland.
Okay.
The idea that the Jews.
Stop. He says it's the right for them to self-determine.
Right.
Mm. To self-determine. Right. Go ahead. Run it back a little bit.
Hey, why he talk like Mark
yes.
Bryson?
It's the ones. It's being to say that with Jews.
Right.
Right. He probably deal with him. Go ahead.
I don't even get into that because I don't get into the. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about the
me.
You know, Zionist. You know
what is a Zionist?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so let me tell you. Zionism is the right for the Jewish people to self-determine on their ancestral homeland.
Okay.
It's the idea that the Jews should be able to return back.
He's speaking fast.
He put it like that for a reason, so it can go through people don't catch it.
He said Zionism is the right to self-determine their own homeland.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
To the land. Mm-hmm. If you want your people that are in diaspora to return back to Biafra, or the tribe of God that are descendants from Eri that are Igbos to come back to Israel, that is the idea of Zionism, returning to Zion. You ever hear the song Road to Zion?
Of course.
Returning to Zion, which means
so,
Zionism means the right for the Jewish people to be able to live back in their homeland. Nothing to do with 1948 or the conflict or Palestinians, which, by the way, I work on the ground daily uniting Israelis and Palestinians for us to live in a better reality that unites both peoples.
I know what you're saying about...
He is a Zionist. That's what he's saying.
Right.
He is a Zionist, all right? So, hold on. Let me get my point. Let me see where I'm at. Okay. All right. So, he says that Zionism is the right for them to self-determine. All right? Let's read this scripture. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Right. So... He's saying about self-determining. God says, I have a plan for you, and my plan for you is peace, right? And not of evil, but to give you an expected end. In that land that they stole, there is no peace there,
right.
All right? There is no – so again, I mean, it's obvious that they're not the people, but you have to see biblically how they're off. Go ahead. Keep reading.
Verse 12, then shall ye call upon me. And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Read.
And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Come on.
And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations.
God says, I will turn away your captivity. You don't self-determine it. I will turn it away. He says, and then I will gather you from all the nations. There is no right of return.
Right.
There is no, so all these people, because he's trying to say, look, you know, and anybody else who might be a Jew, they could come to Israel too and partake in our Zionist BS.
Right.
Right? And he's saying, no, God said, I will be the one, and I will gather you from all the nations. Come on.
And from all the places whither I have driven you.
This is what that religious Jew that we started in the beginning with, the Jewish guy, was saying, that it's not biblical, that you need to be in subjugation to God.
Right.
And that Zionism goes against this that we're reading here. Come on.
Saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
Notice all the eyes, God speaking about himself. I will be the one to do this. I will gather you from all nations. I will emancipate. I will take you out from that. I will bring you back into that land which I caused you to be carried away captive from. Come on, read.
Because ye have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon.
Right. And the reason I like that verse 15, because it's saying that meaning in these last days, all right, in America, right, as Babylon the Great, you would have prophets that would tell you these things and that would help you turn to me so that then I can do this act. Not that you self-determine something and bring it out. Now, let me show you their tactics now, ever since Ye and Kyrie said this thing, the Kyrie. They're stepping their things up. You're going to start hearing more about the Zionists. So this Rockman guy, all right, read this here, what it says.
Meeting with Jada Pinkett Smith to discuss the We Were Never Lost project.
Right, because they're trying to focus on those Israelites that, like Bishop brought out on Saturday, that he said, once you see phylacteries and the thing on the head,
right,
that means that they're now good to anybody.
Sleep.
They're trying to focus on them and say the ones that we already brainwashed and that have white supremacy in their heads already.
Right.
Those are the ones that we're working in that organization with. That's who the We Were Never Lost project is. And it's initiated by them. Listen, they're no longer just waiting back. He's going to meet with black celebrities now to show them his version of things.
Right.
To say, now, yeah, you are part of us, but under this, right, and under the Zionism and under all this other stuff. Right? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, so just seeing this right here, this guy's got a little bit more skin in the game. He's doing more proactive things.
Do you think they would receive? Do you think Jada Pinkett would ever receive Bishop Nathaniel so he could teach her the truth?
Nah.
Do you think Will Smith or any of these people would receive him?
Nah.
I mean, maybe one day one of them will. But this is what I'm saying. They're stepping up their tactics.
Right.
Look at what they're doing now. They're no longer just waiting back. They're aggressively trying to go ahead because of the work that we've done in the spirit of the Most High in Christ. They said, we can't just wait. They are becoming credible now to the world at large.
Right.
So we have to go in now and try to reprogram them. But it's kind of like when the agents would come through the Matrix,
right,
and the mind that they knew was about to get free, they would pull it back in and do a wipe. And plug you back in. The Matrix talks about it a little bit, and the Animatrix, I've often spoken about it, goes into it at greater length, all right? Where it's people that try to get free, and the agents are always after them to try to reprogram them. That's what they did when they grabbed Neo. Mm. And they tried to say, before they free his mind, let's go and try to re-educate him,
right?
Go ahead, keep reading this here.
Got to share some exclusive footage from the Lemba in Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Because he said, yeah, you guys are. If you're these people here, the ones that we've already neutralized.
Right.
All right? Hey, come on.
Bringing light to all the tribes of Israel.
Oh, now, when did they ever talk about the tribes of Israel?
Hell no.
She said, so bringing light to all the tribes of Israel, bringing lies to all the tribes of Israel. Come on.
Not only those with Judean experience.
Right. So what he's saying is not only the ones that are there that are part of the Zionist agenda now,
right,
I'm going to proactively come out to reach out to you and do that. And look at that. She there. See her sitting in the lower right. And look at the video she got up. Can you zoom in on the lower right picture?
It's him and
look,
and the brother.
Look, the Lembas with freaking with phalacteries and the freaking the island the frontlet. That's what it's called, the frontlet.
Yeah,
look at him with the yarmulke and the frontlet and the what did Bishop call it? The tit-tits, the zit-zits, the zit-zits. All right.
So what he's doing is, okay, before any other celebrity speaks, we got to make sure.
Right. Hey, Jada Pinkett, whatever with her. But the point is that he's going out to those people. Because I'm like, isn't she a witch? Yeah, the hell with her. That's not my point.
Right.
You're missing. Don't let it go over your head. He's actively seeking to go to the celebrities of our people.
It's the influence.
He's not teaching in the highways and the hedges.
Right.
Not that he should. He wouldn't be received. But he's trying to influence their decision making.
Right.
They said, wait a second. These celebrities have platforms of millions.
Right. We see what
if
we
they
see
start
what
talking.
Doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
This freaking sister got the red pink table, whatever the hell she do.
The round red table.
Yep.
Right,
see how
right.
The deception always starts
right.
with the woman.
Right. She got the pink red table thing, whatever the hell it is, where she sit there and shamed her husband on the thing. Anyway, let's go back.
She said, Will Smith, I got an entanglement with this Jewish guy. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Red table talk is what it's called, yeah.
You know what's heavy about what you brought out in Jeremiah 29? Uh-huh. It's we say our father. We look at God as a father. He's punishing us. And what they're doing, it's like if they say they were Jews, it's like they're trying to take themselves off punishment.
Right, right.
They're trying to say, okay, we're off punishment. We're going to go back here by ourselves.
Right.
Self-determination.
Right. That's crazy. Right.
No, I don't want the video anymore. Go back to the anti-diaspora, the negate the diaspora. Okay, scroll down. We read that. Hold on. According to Swide. Okay, that's what I want. Read that.
According to Swide, by a leak, that the seed was the potential of the Jewish people, which they preserved in the diaspora, where it could only give rise to deformed results.
Right. So he says, meaning, that he's trying to say that their seed, if they were mixed amongst their own, it would only give rise to deformed results. Okay, read on.
However, once conditions change, the seed could still give a plentiful harvest.
Meaning that they would not be established and be held up if they didn't get into the land as the Jews of the Bible.
Right.
It would always be a distorted thing. So they had to take matters into their own hand and move into there so that then them, I mean, that seed he's talking about is Amalek, all those Amalekites, could give a plentiful harvest meaning they would increase the lie, they would increase themselves there. All right, go ahead, come on.
Swede says, the concept of the organic unity of the nation is the common denominator of Ahad Hams, Gordon's, and Balik's views.
All right, so I don't want that anymore. You can drop that. Now we're going to hit some scriptures. So they keep talking about that spiritual center, right? They keep talking about that spiritual center. I'm going to show you how the Jewish guy in the beginning in the first video, when he was talking about how it's against God, and he's right, it is against God.
Right.
But remember, God ain't for them, all right? It's, the Israelites are the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, right? Those scattered that fit the curses. The Bible tells you what the dwelling place is until God returns. Zionism, I know that we know it's a lie. I know that most of us who are awake know that it's all BS,
right.
All right? That's not the point. How can you prove it biblically? Mm. How can you prove it biblically, all right? So, Psalms 91 and 1. Let's read this. This is where God said we would dwell.
The book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 1. Yeah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Right, so we're going to show you what the secret place of the Most High is. Finish that verse, though, first.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
It never said that we would self-determine and go back into a land, all right? It says that you must dwell in the secret place. Get Amos 3 and 7 first, all right? And then Deuteronomy 29 and 29, all right? So what did God say? He said he would reveal his secrets unto his people, all right?
Right.
Amos 3 and 7. And then get Deuteronomy 29 and 29 ready. I know Amos gets hard sometimes to grab real quick, right?
The book of Amos, chapter 3 and verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
Right. So God will reveal his secrets unto his servants, the prophets, all right? Let's go to Deuteronomy 29 and 29.
Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Right, the secret things is residing in the law. So just like, the prophecy don't change. The Bible says it in different ways, but it's repetitive. And it says that if we would keep the commandments and we understand in the faith of Christ, then we would be in his dwelling place, right? Let's go back. Psalms 91, read 1 and 2.
The book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
He that dwells in the laws, statutes, and commandments of God, he will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's our spiritual center. Not going to a land that's not prepped for us yet. Because that place still hasn't, the prophecy has not been fulfilled about their destruction
right.
that needs to happen there.
Right.
All right? The decree that needs to happen there has not happened yet. But you got so many people. See, this is why that's what I'm saying. It was a big wool coming over the eyes in that thing. Because all they had to do was establish themselves there, and nobody else was going to pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. Right? Read verse 2.
Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge.
That's our spiritual center. He's my refuge. Come on.
And my fortress.
And my fortress. Come on.
My God. In him will I trust.
And God is who we will trust. Let's get Judges 5 and 11. Judges 5 and 11. Still dealing with this whole self-determinant lie. The Jewish guy in the beginning was trying to say, all right, what he was trying to bring out and show. Judges 5 and 11.
The book of Judges, chapter 5 and verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts.
So Zionism is built and predicated on that they needed to be in Palestine in order to fulfill and be a people, to have right. their identity. That's not what the Bible says about the Israelites.
Right.
Again, don't get caught up on the fact that I know on the surface we all know is BS, because once you know who the Israelites are, then you know all that's there is a lie.
Right.
But I'm trying to break down and deconstruct the Zionist lie, because I'm telling you, they're coming out with more crafty ways to bring this stuff out to you. So when people are going to just harp on, oh, yeah, but, you know, then because they're not – remember what I said about the movie The Kingdom of Heaven. Let me slow my thoughts down.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to keep up
whoever
with you.
Whoever sat in that land, the world was going to say God was with them.
God was with them.
Right.
That trumps anything you're going to show them about your identity, about the curses, about anything else.
Right.
So you need to break down that land, what the controversy is there.
Right.
Like we read in Psalm 64, all right? What the controversy is there, okay?
Right, okay.
You need to understand what that's about, because then now you have another route to be able to deconstruct this BS, because I'm telling you, upgrades are coming. We've been talking about the upgrades for a long time.
Right.
Your common street brother or sister.
Christian.
Yeah, right. They're not going to come with this stuff. But look at their tactics now. This is why I set it up the way I set it up, by going through all that information first. They're trying to proactively go out to people who have a voice to misinform them.
Mm.
All right? Give me that in 2 Ezra 5. Or first, is it First Ezra 5, Popular Persuasions?
Yes, sir.
First Ezra 5, yes, sir.
Yeah.
The book of First Ezra, chapter 5 and verse 73.
Uh-huh.
And by their secret plots and popular persuasions.
So now they're trying to aggressively go out. And notice, that's always their thing. When somebody says that they're the Jews, you got to sit down with us so we can re-educate you.
Right.
So we can show you about this. But now they're not waiting till somebody says something off. They're proactively going after those amongst our people that have a mouthpiece. Somebody said Jada's a witch. Maybe she is a witch. I mean, is repentance open to her?
Yeah.
I don't want to go out there and say anything negative about our brothers and sisters in that regard,
right,
because then they might, that might offend them to opening
to
up and understanding and to repent.
Right.
Right. But guess what she does have, whether she's a witch and she evil and all that stuff right now, right? Guess what she does have? A platform. She got the round, red, pink table, whatever BS that she got going on, all right, that people be watching.
Yeah. Right.
Especially our sisters.
So the platform that's there, and they realize that. Mm. So they're going to those places to try to misinform them. Go ahead, read this.
And by their secret plots and popular persuasions and commotions, they hindered the finishing of the building all the time that King Cyrus lived.
Right, because they want to hinder the finishing of God's army rising up, the nation building that we're doing. All
right?
Right? So they're going to come with these type of things. Let's go back to Judges 5 and 11. Come on. Because, again, to show you, you don't need to have the Zionism is built on the spiritual center, and they say you got to have a place and a home in order to do this thing. That's not what God said.
What I'm seeing is that they're gonna want to do the escape Babylon and go flee Babylon, flee America.
I was thinking the same thing.
But
it's like the flee America doctrine.
The 2.0.
Right. Uh-huh.
They're trying to do the 2.0 of no, but you got to come to Zionism.
Right.
You got to come because, yo, you were never lost.
Right.
So we can get established again.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Hey, y'all talking too fast. Soldier David can't take notes.
Oh, man. Judges 5 and 11. He could go back and watch it. Go ahead.
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water. There.
Right. They're the places of drawing water, the lands of our captivity. Right? Come on.
There. Shall they rehearse the righteous acts?
Remember what we just read? He said they vagabonds and Jews. He didn't have vagabonds and fugitives. He didn't use those words, but he said they're parasitic. They're this, and until they could come together in a spiritual center, then they're never going to be able to do anything.
Right.
Again, just showing you even more layers of how they're not our people. It said they don't even defend themselves when they're attacked.
Right.
Right? They're weak.
They play victim.
And they're supposed to descend from Judah, from David,
right,
from King David, from
Get
Solomon.
Man.
Come on the hell out of here,
come
bro.
Come on, man.
He says there they shall what?
Rehearse the righteous acts.
There they shall rehearse the righteous acts in the lands of our captivities. Not self-determining
not
that
go
we're
there.
Gonna go there and then get it right.
And then put the box in our head?
Right. That's not what the scripture says, all right? So basically showing you that Zionism is not biblical.
Right.
They'll try to say that it's God that put them there, but that's not the case.
Right.
I'm trying to deconstruct for those, because you have those Christian brothers and sisters amongst us. You have those that might be upgrading and say, no, what they did was biblical because God says this, God says that, right? No, that's not the case. Go ahead, come on.
There, so they rehearsed the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gate.
Right, so it says that they would be towards there. So you don't need a land for this, all right? Prophecy says that we would do this in the land of our captivity. Let's get 1 Kings 8 and 46.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8 and verse 46. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near.
In the places of drawing waters, all right? So we were carried, were we not carried in captivity and slavery unto the land of the enemy, far and near? Meaning some people were closer to Israel in Africa, right?
Right.
In different parts scattered in Africa, different parts of Europe. We even have remnants of our people in Pakistan. We're looking at now. We have the outreach to the diaspora. We have a team that's sending information out and doing things like that. You have remnants of our people in India. All right? Go ahead, read.
Yet, if they shall bethink themselves.
No, verse 47 now.
That's verse 47.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yet, if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive.
So when they remember themselves in that land where they were carried captives, come on.
And repent.
And rehearse the righteous acts there, come on.
And make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive.
Right, so now you're going to request, supplication is to humbly request from God, come on.
Saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart.
Return unto God, not unto that land. Return unto God, come on.
And with all their soul, in the land of their enemies.
In the land of them. How many times is it going to emphasize that these things must be done in the land of our enemies? That goes to what we read with Jeremiah 29, where it says, in Babylon will I raise up prophets unto you.
Right.
Go ahead, come on.
Which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land.
And you'll pray towards that land, not in that land, come on.
Which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built from thy name.
Read.
Then hear thou their prayer.
Then you hear their prayer, come on.
And their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place. And maintain their cause.
Maintain their cause, meaning what? That the promises that he said he would do, how he would gather us from all nations, how he would deliver us back into our land, how he would make all nations to serve us. He would maintain that cause. Come on.
And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee. And give them compassion before them who carried them captive.
It didn't say that we would need to be in the land with that Zionist lie.
Right.
It said that we would have compassion in the land of our captivity if we dwelled in that secret place, like we read in Psalms 91, returning to God's laws, statutes, and commandments. Come on.
That they may have compassion on them.
Read.
For they be thy people. And thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt.
Remember that, because we're going to talk about that too. Come on.
From the midst of the furnace of iron.
Read.
That thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for thee for.
Right. So it's saying here, okay, that all this stuff will happen in the land of our captivity, right? Again, the emphasis that Zionism is a lie. This is just another way to deconstruct the lie of Amalek, those fake Jews, to help you identify who the real Jews are. Because basically the real Jews today, based on this, those people that are there are imposters just based on this alone. Let alone that they don't line up with the curses, but it don't line up that they would be there professing themselves to be the Jews when it says God would be the one to determine you there. Right. The real reason those rabbis are against it, don't get it wrong, it's the twisted. It's not because they have some sense of devotion to the Torah. It's that they realize that there's an awakening happening and that people are going to start to dissect these scriptures and realize that they're imposters there.
Right.
He's not really trying to wait on nothing.
No.
They don't believe in they don't even believe that Christ was that Messiah.
Right.
They still waiting for that first coming.
Can I get a scripture?
What scripture is it?
Ezekiel 20.
About
in the wilderness.
Go ahead. You can bring it up.
Okay. Ezekiel 20, verse 34, because what you hit it on the spot. You're in the spirit. They don't believe in Christ, right? And so they want to gather. Now they want to gather our people and say, no, well, we got to go into and be self-determination. But the Bible says that the Lord is going to bring us out, bring us from our captivity. Verse 34.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20 and verse 34. And I will bring you out from the people.
Again, the Lord will do this. Come on.
And will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered.
Come on.
With a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out.
Has that happened? No. So why are they trying to be self-determined? Why are they trying to gather the people and say, hey, we got to go to Israel? This has not happened, and this is Old Testament. This is talking about Christ with fury poured out. Come on.
You want the next verse?
Yes,
35.
Sir.
And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face.
Face to face. God is going to take us to the wilderness. The Lord is going to take us. Christ is going to take us to the wilderness, and he's going to plead with us face to face. We're not going to be taught by fake Zionists. We're not going to be taught by fake rabbis. The Lord is going to plead with us face to face. That's all.
Let me get Deuteronomy 26 and 8. So a good point. emphasis on the hand, right? So that's good, because that was going to be my next thing anyway. It says God would do it with a mighty hand, with God's hand, that he would redeem us. Not a Zionist agenda and a group that had to try to get funding and try to establish themselves in that land, all right? And when we read in Kings, it said, remember, this is God, that the way he brought you out with a mighty hand out of Egypt also.
Right.
Meaning what? That us going back into that land was supposed to be something that would marvel the world.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be some subtle, backhanded, across a table with some declarations of wicked men in power that would declare that thing.
Right.
It's supposed to be a mighty work. God's comparing it to the same way that he dealt with. He always reminds us of how he brought us out of Egypt.
Right.
And we're going to read later how it talks about how that second thing was supposed to be great, not this subtle passive thing and the turbulence that you still have over there in that land. Deuteronomy 26 and 8.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26 and verse 8. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And with an stretched out, or
and
with a stretched arm.
With an outstretched arm.
With an outstretched arm.
Right. So it says that that mighty hand that God has, and remember, that right arm of God is Christ, all right? So that mighty hand is Christ,
That's right?
Go ahead, come on.
And with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders.
So you think that he wouldn't do it again? It says that when we get that in Jeremiah later, it says that it's going, no longer are they going to say it's the Lord God that brought you out of Egypt.
Land of the North.
They said it's the one that redeemed you from the land of the North, because it's a greater empire.
Right.
It's a greater confederacy. It will be a greater Passover that's done.
Greater destruction.
A greater destruction that's done. It's not going to be some passive thing that some declaration was made. Hey, all of a sudden, hey, here we are.
Right?
And people are buying that. Go ahead, read.
Verse 12. When thou hast made an end of, or is it 11?
9.
11. 9?
And he brought us out into this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey.
So that mighty hand, when God redeems the real Jews, right? When the real Jews are in that land, it'll be a land of milk and honey. Let me get Jeremiah 16 and 13. Jeremiah 16 and 13. Come on.
You're in the spirit, bro. I was meditating on that one, too. I was like,
Jeremiah 16:13.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16 and verse 13. Therefore, while I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not.
Right, so it's our identity is to be scattered.
Right.
Our identity is to remain scattered until God redeems us by the hand of Christ.
So we can't escape it.
You can't escape it.
And
you
shouldn't escape it.
Right. Come on, read.
Neither ye nor your father, there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor.
He said, and I will not show you favor there. Come on.
Verse 14, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
Right, so he says the days are going to come when they're not going to talk about that Passover, that mighty work that he redeemed us from Egypt, like we read in Deuteronomy 26, come on.
But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north.
That land of the north is North America, come on.
And from all the lands whither he had driven
them. All, because yes, all Israel's not here in North America.
Right.
He said that means in the Caribbean. That means in South America, in so-called Central America. That means in parts of Canada. That means in all the parts of Africa where we're scattered. In India, in Pakistan, all right? In Europe, in Japan. We got brothers in Japan preaching to the diaspora there. In the islands and all the corners where we're scattered, right? He says, but the main sign is that it's going to be that everybody's going to acknowledge. It said it's no longer going to be said, the Lord liveth that brought you out of Egypt. When the right Jews are in that land, when the real people of the book are in that land, it's going to be a redemption from all corners that everybody's going to acknowledge. Come on, with a mighty hand. Read.
And I will bring them again.
And he says, and I will bring them, not self-determined. Zionism is self-determination.
Yes.
He said, I will bring them. Come on.
And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers.
Let's get Jeremiah 3 and 14.
The Lord said, wait upon me. Wait upon
me. Right. And in that wait, that means seek his secret places, like we read, keeping his commandments. Come on. Jeremiah 3:14.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3 and verse 14.
Yeah.
Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. And I will take you, one of a city and two of a family.
Come on.
And I will bring you to Zion.
It says God would bring us to Zion. So that's the quick cut for Zionism. Who put them there? And no, it does not say that it'll be done. How do you know God didn't put it in the nation's hands to do that? It said it will be like the way he put us out of Egypt.
Right.
Exactly.
It said it would be like he brought us out of Egypt.
Exactly.
That has not happened. Who was destroyed? And don't say what you saw with Germany, because that had nothing to do with anything.
Right.
It says that it would be with a mighty hand, meaning that there would be multiple plagues, that there would be all types of things going on in that regard. But because of those rudiments, people do that. Oh, they brought fire down from the sky in the sight of men.
Yeah.
They did wonders in the sight
great
of men.
Wonders, right.
So they're God.
Can I get a script?
What script are you going to get?
Hosea 1 and 10.
Go ahead. You can bring it in.
Yeah, get Hosea real quick.
You can bring Hosea.
That literally, it ties all together, because until that time comes, the Lord wants to make a statement. We're enduring what we're enduring to receive rewards. The prophecy, the expected end that he brought out in Jeremiah 29.
Right.
He has an expected end for us. We just have to endure our punishment to receive these things. Go ahead and read.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea.
Which is completely opposite to what they said. They try to say that they're the few. They're the fewest. But that's opposite of scripture. Read.
Which cannot be measured nor numbered.
Right.
And it shall come to pass.
And it's going to come to pass. Just like the Lord said he's going to establish us in our own land. Read.
That in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people.
The place where it said that we are not his people is the places of our captivity, where we're rehearsing these righteous acts and coming back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right in North America. You have us in the Caribbean islands, Japan. Read.
There it shall be said unto them.
There in our captivity, read.
Ye are the sons of the living God.
They're going to know by the works the Lord is doing that we are the children of the living God.
Next verse. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
It's all a process, and all of the process comes back. The Lord's giving back our identity, giving back our heritage, and then giving back our land and the kingdom, which shall break all other kingdoms. It's a process.
Right, and not just that. Verse 11 says, Israel and Judah.
Right.
Who do they talk about the other tribes over there?
He tries to talk
no,
about
no, now they are.
Right.
Yeah. Now they are. They never did. They only call themselves Jews, which is short for Judah.
Right.
So where's the rest of the tribes if that prophecy was fulfilled and God gave them that land?
Right.
It's not so. Go back to Jeremiah. You were going to say something, soldier?
Yeah, I was just going to say to Officer Tobias's point, even in that quote, he said that we're barely a people.
Right.
Isn't that what he said? Like, we barely exist or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
The scripture he just brought out, the children of Israel
right,
are
right.
Innumerable.
That, right. You know what? That's a point that I had, and I thought I had wrote it down, but you're right. So the soldier's making the point that he says that they're barely even a people, right? They're nothing. And they're almost non-existent.
Right.
But that's not true. God said that, like you read in verse 10, that we would be innumerable.
The
right?
sand of the sea.
Like the sand of the sea.
Right.
Right? And this is before our redemption, we would be as the sand of the sea. Yet another sign that that's not us. Let's go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 3:14.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3 and verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
God will bring us to Zion, not America, not the United Nations, not some treaty of nations that would set that up, not some self-determined thing. It says, I will bring you to Zion. Jump to verse 17.
Verse 17. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord.
They're not calling Jerusalem the throne of the Lord.
Right.
He says, at that time, when I bring you into Zion, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. Come on.
And all the nations shall be gathered unto it.
All nations aren't gathered unto it.
Right.
Right? Hey, that's why Trump tried to move the embassy, and he wanted to say it's in Jerusalem instead of Tel Aviv, because they're making these moves. And you think that he did that because he's some sort of freaking genius? The guys in the black suits and the sunglasses came in and said, you need to say this, and you're going to do this.
Right.
Right?
Those fade to blacks.
Right. Those fade to black. Right. They came in and they said, you need to name the embassy and say that and acknowledge it. You put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, then that's going to make the world say. And it didn't go that way. A lot of world didn't follow suit after that. Let them win disagreement, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead. Come on, read on.
At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And all the nations shall be gathered unto it.
Are all nations gathered unto it now? No. Come on.
To the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart.
Is homosexuality a sin according to the Bible?
Yep.
Tel Aviv is one of the largest gay cities in the world.
Embracing it.
Embracing it. And that's in supposedly the Holy Land. All right? Come on, read.
Verse 18. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel.
Yes, to the point again, like we read in Hosea 1 and 11. Judah and Israel aren't in there. They're professing that they're Judah. Now, nobody's in there, really, right, when we understand the right thing. But I'm trying to show you the how dysfunctional it is according to what Scripture says. But they're trying to justify that they're the people of God and that God put them there. Come on.
And they shall come together out of the land of the north.
Out of the land of the north, that we would be redeemed out of the land of the north. Come on.
To the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
Right. So, again, it references that land of the north.
Deacon, and it said out of the land of the north. How are we going to get out of the land of the north? Great shall be the day of Jezreel when we shall come up. Again, going back to the stretched out arm. The mighty hand, the stretched out arm.
Yep.
It's going to be the second Passover. It's going to be great and mighty.
Yes.
The Lord said he was going to bring us up. The so-called rapture. It's not, like brother said, it's not via planes.
No.
It's not via planes.
It's not some law of return that you're going to call everybody to come whenever the hell they want.
Right.
You're not going to have some dual citizenship. Because that's the other thing I saw. I had so many clients that would talk about, yeah, you know, the law of return, so I got to go there and I got to stay there for 6 months and do this, that, and the other and all this other stuff. You're not going to be compelled to mandatorily serve in the military because that's another thing they make you
right.
do there to be
yes,
a citizen.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Jeremiah 23 and 5.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 and verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch.
Which is Christ, come on.
And a king shall reign and prosper.
Is Christ, or do they have a king reigning there?
No,
or do they have a democracy where they elect prime ministers and cabinet members in their government?
That don't believe in their faith.
That don't even believe in their own made-up faith, come on.
And a king shall reign and prosper,
uh-huh.
and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
So that means the whole earth is supposed to be ruled from Jerusalem,
right.
from Israel. Is judgment and justice in the earth coming from there,
Hello,
from a king?
No,
read on.
In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely.
There we go. All tribes will be there in that day. Come on.
And this is his name whereby he shall be called.
Come on.
The Lord, our righteousness.
Right. That's his name. And when we get the pure tongue, we're going to know how to say it in that pure tongue.
Right.
But what his name is going to mean is the Lord, our righteousness. Come on, read.
Not now.
Right. Go ahead.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
Have those days come?
Hell
those
no.
days have not come.
Hell
come on.
No.
But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed.
So not just brought them up, but which also led the seed. Come on.
Of the house of Israel out of the north country.
That led the seed out of the north country. Come on.
And from all countries whither I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land.
Right, because remember what I said earlier. Now let me get Deuteronomy 4:27 and Deuteronomy 32:26. They were in Central Europe, right? Mm-hmm. And they were in Russia. It talks about the Pale, and it talks about that. And you had some in Spain. They call them Sephardic Jews, okay? But they were in Spain, the Pale. They were in Central and Eastern Europe, and they were in Spain, Sephardic, Central and Eastern Europe, and they were in Russia. And they call that the Pale.
So,
what did God say we would be? It says in all the countries. Let's read the curses. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 27. The Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number.
Right. So, right. When it says few in number, it means that we would be all mixed in our identity. All right? Because it doesn't contradict what Hosea 1 and 10 says. It means that that hiddenness will be there. We won't be professing ourselves to be Israelites, but it says we will be scattered all over. Let's get Deuteronomy 32 and 26.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 26.
And after that, get Isaiah 14 and 1 ready. Go ahead.
I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among
That's
men.
That's what it means when it says we would be few in number, that the remembrance of us would cease from among men, okay? That people would say, those aren't the Israel. Remember, we read that Hosea 1 and 10, in the land where they say, you're not my people, there you will be called the sons of the living God. Now, let's get Isaiah 14 and 1. still dealing with this Zion lie, this Zionist lie, all right? Isaiah 14 and 1.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 14 and verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land.
God will set us in our own land. Come on.
And the strangers shall be joined with them.
And the strangers will be joined with us. But how? Come on.
And they shall cleave to the house of Jacob.
Read.
And the people shall take them and bring them to their place.
The Israelites will take them and bring them to their place. This isn't some United Nations that's going to happen there. Is that what you see happening there? Again, showing you that Zionism is a lie. It is not biblical. Come on, keep reading. We're going down to verse 7.
And the house of Israel shall possess them.
And shall possess them. Thou shall possess them. Own them. Him who lead into captivity must be led into captivity. Remember when the religious guy at the beginning said,
"All nations
will serve in harmony under God."
Yeah.
He's really talking about this, but
harmony.
He's being crafty, right? Yeah, the harmony because of the rod of iron. Go ahead.
This last part is that harmony.
You're right. Come on, read.
In the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids.
We will possess them for servants and handmaids. That's how the strangers will cleave unto us. Come on.
And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were.
There's no bones about it. It's saying what it is. Read.
And they shall rule over their oppressors.
No, so again, all the comparisons that what's going on over there is not what's biblically stated here. Read on.
And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve.
That God would give us that rest. Come on.
That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased.
Has that been said? Is that what's being preached in the earth yet? No. Read on.
The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked.
No, for the staff of the wicked to be broken, it would mean that there'd be no homosexuality.
Yes.
You would have us, the rightful Israelites in rulership. There would be peace in that land. The borders would be drawn correctly. Remember what we read in was Jeremiah 23. It said that they would rule judgment and righteousness
justice.
Would be in the earth. Justice would be in the earth.
Right.
Justice has not been served yet.
No.
All right, come on.
The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hindereth.
That hasn't happened. Esau's not in chains. Him who persecuted the nations and all that, that has not been set up yet. Come on, keep reading. Next verse.
The whole earth is at rest.
The whole earth is not at rest. So if those were the people that, remember, nobody, that's why he kept saying, we're not supposed to be there. We're
right.
not supposed to be there yet. We're not supposed to be, even if he believes that they're the people of the book, which I don't think he is. He's just crafty also. He's trying to perpetuate the lie.
Right.
But from a different approach, not the Zionistic approach. It says the whole earth would be at rest when the real Israelites are in that land. Come on.
And it's quiet. They break forth into singing.
That's not what's happening now. Ezekiel 36 and 24.
Right. You see war out there.
See war,
you see
famine,
Arab,
pestilence.
Yep. The Arabs fighting against the
right.
Israelis.
Every
right.
time you read an article, it's about something about rockets being shot over.
Right, right. Go ahead.
All Ezekiel, the plagues that follow them.
Right. Ezekiel 36, 24.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries.
It says, I will do that, all right? It says, I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Come on.
And will bring you into your own land.
How many times does the Bible have to tell us that it would be God that would bring us there and how he would do it?
Right.
Come on, read.
Verse 25, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean.
Meaning that we would have these laws, statutes, and commandments to govern the nations. Come on.
From all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I cleanse you.
Come on.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh.
Watch what it's going to say now. Come on.
And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
All right. Verse 27,
yeah.
He says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk into my statutes. He's saying that in that day, when we are in that land established, the rightful people, there will be no more sin in the earth by Israelites.
Hmm.
But don't you see Jews? I just saw an article the other day that there was some rabbis that were in some organ them organ
harvesting
rings.
Oh, yeah, they were selling, yep.
I see all types of stuff where they're always caught up in different things. All types of people. Again, let's presume that they say who they are. I know that we know, but they're saying that they're the people because they're in that land.
Right.
But the point that it's saying here is that in that day, it's not going to be a choice to keep the commandments.
Right.
You're not going to be able to sin. It says, I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. It's not going to be this thing where you have a choice to do it. It's not going to be in us to sin anymore.
Right.
But that's a sinful, wicked people that go there. I know they're not under the judgments the same way they got to keep the same way we got to keep the commandments, but supposedly they profess that they are. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the reason I was going to point out, we in past episodes, we went into Hollywood.
Yes.
And how in Hollywood they founded Hollywood, but they were known for immorality.
Yes.
So if they're
they pushed immorality.
Right.
Right.
But how is that the case if you're walking in the statutes?
If you are, if God's spirit is in you and he's causing you to walk in his statutes and his judgments,
you wouldn't be known.
You wouldn't even think about immorality.
Right.
It would only be there because the nations could still potentially do that, and you would have to make an example of them for them to go off.
Right.
But those who would be the righteous people that are there, that would not be there amongst them.
Right.
Right? Now, let me get Zechariah 2 and 6. It's all right. We can ignore that.
Hey,
Zechariah 2 and 6.
Plus. You need me to win you, bro? No, I'm fire.
Zechariah 2 and 6.
The book of Zechariah. Oh, that's Zephaniah. Hold on.
Zechariah 2 and 6.
I got you. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north.
So it says flee from the land of the north. How? By residing in his laws, statutes, and commandments. Come on.
Saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord.
Meaning that he scattered us, like we read in Deuteronomy 4, like we read in Deuteronomy 32. Right? Come on.
Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
So why did I go here? Because you will get a crafty Christian that despite all those scriptures that shows that God would deliver us, they'll say, but here it says, deliver yourself, O Zion. It says that you must deliver yourself, O Zion. Psalms 91 and 3. Psalm 91 and 3.
Oh, yeah.
I must show you, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
The book of Psalms. Chapter
show
nine.
You how we deliver ourselves. It don't mean self-determine and take over a place that God is supposed to give you. Psalms 91.
The book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
Come on.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
It says from the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, because this is part of the mighty plagues that he's going to do when he does deliver us there. Come on, read.
Nor thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Dealing with the missiles, the nuclear missiles, come on.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Nor for all the genetically gain-of-function sicknesses that they're putting out in the earth, come on.
Nor for the destruction that wasted that noonday.
Dealing with that nuclear fire, come on.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
Did that happen? For them to get established there, it didn't happen. I'm showing you some of the mighty things that's going to happen when the people of Israel, the true Israelites, the real Jews, the so-called blacks and Hispanics, all right, Native Indigenous, those who are, they say that you are not my people. We will be called God's people.
The sons of the living
the
God.
The sons of the living God. It says 1,000 shall fall at that side. Come on.
And 10,000 at thy right hand.
Read.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
We haven't seen that mighty work yet. Come on.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Read.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
That's how we deliver ourselves. Because he said, he says in verse 3, he shall deliver thee. He tells you all the things that he's going to deliver us from. And then he says, the reason I did that is because you made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, and that's dwelling in a secret place by keeping his laws, statutes, and commandments, just like we read in all the scriptures, in the land of our captivity, in the places of drawing water. That's where we would rehearse those righteous acts. Now, let's get 1 Peter 5 and 6. 1 Peter 5 and 6, because, again, we're dealing with Zechariah 2 and 7, where somebody might pull this, and it says, oh, but it said deliver thyself.
Right.
Despite all the precepts
contrary to that, come out of her, my people, things
right.
of that nature.
But that deliver is going into the behaviors that we must display so that then God can do his marvelous work by the hand of his son, Jesus Christ, the King, the Black Messiah. Come on.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
It says, humble us under the mighty hand of God. That mighty outstretched arm. Come on.
That he may exalt you in due time.
That he would exalt us in due time. You know, a lot of times we bring this out, that exalt, and we use it from an individual perspective. Mm. I've even used it in classes where I say, you'll get your recognition for your works amongst the body and stuff when you humble yourself first and
right.
all of that. But you know what that's really going into? That's going into when he reveals who we are, the sons of the living. No, I'm going to give you a different one. I'm going to give you a different one. Let me get Wisdom of Solomon 5 and 1.
My favorite book.
This is the exalting that is speaking about. This is that exalting in due time, right? Meaning we won't have to force ourselves to try to take over that land.
Right.
This is why the scripture says our warfare is spiritual and not carnal.
Right.
Because we got to fight the lies, the misinformation, the spiritual wickedness in high places, mm-hmm. the principalities and powers that push it. Is that not a principality and power thing to put people in a land that is not theirs and then use that as your rationale to hide and continue to subjugate our identity and our heritage? That's a principality and a power. There is no physical power. If they can do that right under the world's eyes, what the hell are we going to do physically against them? So our power, and it's a strong power that we have, is in waiting on the Lord. And how do we wait? You keep those commandments. You prophesy as he commanded us. You wait on that faith and that salvation in our son, the Christ. And you continue to cast down these lies and these strongholds. Dwell in that secret place. So it says that he will exalt us in due time. He will exalt us by making the world know that we are the Israelites. Wisdom of Solomon 5 and 1. Come
on. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted
him. And that's not just the other nations. That's those amongst our own people who hate us. Come on.
And made no account of his labors.
Read.
When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear.
When they see what? When they see what we just read in Psalms 91. When they see who those people that he delivered out of the land of the north and all countries where he scattered us really are. Come on.
And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation so far beyond all that they looked for.
What's that strangeness? They're going to look at it and say what? Let's go back to Psalms 91. And then I want verse 10. Psalms 91 and verse 10. And listen, there's a lot more precepts we could go to for the strangeness and all that other stuff. But I'm going to try to keep it short and to the point here. Psalms 91 and 10. What's that strangeness of our salvation? Well, we already read some of it. It said 10,000 will fall at one side, 7,000 at another, and it won't touch us. Come on, read.
The book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 10.
This is the strangeness. Because in all that's going on in the earth, what's going to happen? Read.
There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
So they're going to know, just like in Egypt, just like it compared it to Egypt, how it went on all the land, but not where the Israelites were, how it went on all the cattle, but not where the Israelites were, how all the firstborn of animals and people died, but not where the Israelites were. It says the strangeness of that salvation is people are dying left and right. The world is in chaos, but y'all all right? It says there shall no evil befall us. Neither shall any plague come nigh upon thy dwelling. Come on.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Because his angels are going to come down and protect us. Read.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone.
That's when Christianity gets that rapture BS from. It says that the angels will bear us up in their hands, lest thy foot get dashed against the stone. Come on, read on. We're going to finish this chapter up.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Nothing's going to be able to touch us. The scripture says no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Come on.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
Here's that deliverance again. Come on.
I will set him on high.
God will set us on high.
Because he hath known my name.
Right, because the Lord of our righteousness. That's all we need to know. Read, because that's not talking about some Yahweh Shem, Yahweh Shai,
right.
Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh. That's not what that's talking about. Come on.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Honor us how? In the land where they said you are not my people, there you shall be said you are the sons of the living God. Come on.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Now, back to Wisdom of Solomon 5. Read from 1 again, and we're going to go all the way down to 5.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 1. Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and made no account of his labor.
You know why we got to stand in great boldness? Because we just saw 10,000 die on one side and it didn't come upon us.
Right.
We just saw pestilence and troubles come on all types of people, even of our own, that would not repent, did not want to come, right. And it didn't touch us. That, hey, that,
you don't feel invulnerable.
That feeds your, that
right.
feed, you know, you talk about little things that feed your ego.
Right.
You know, like back in the world, you know, a little girl smile at you or something like that. And,
right.
You know, you felt all puffed up, you
right.
know. Somebody said good job and you know, you walk in a little. Bro, can you imagine how the boldness you're going to have in your mind when you realize that nothing can harm you?
Right.
Go ahead. Read on.
Verse 2. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear. And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation.
We went over what that strangeness is because everybody's going to be dying, wailing and gnashing of teeth everywhere, but not on those chosen. Come on.
So far beyond all that they looked for.
Their minds could not comprehend it. Read.
And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometimes in derision. And a proverb of reproach.
Right, because we were a proverb and a byword among all nations where the Lord have led us. And remember, this ain't just talking about the heathen. This is talking about those of our own people, too, who laughed and mocked us, all right? Those of our own people who you will never be able to obtain salvation if you don't accept who all the tribes are.
Right.
Because that's a part of it. We deal with that crap every week on the show. They even coming at you, and
yeah.
You're freaking, your father looked like Shaft.
Yeah.
And they come in, and they come in at Officer Tobias, and those are Caucasians. You brothers and sisters out there that got a problem with what's being seen and what's being said, if you cannot get your spirit right with who the 12 tribes of Israel are according to the Bible, it don't matter what you do in there, you will not obtain salvation.
You're going to find yourself fighting against God.
You're fighting against God in that regard, all right? Hey, and to the ones that really scoff all the time, I've done more, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to boast a little bit. Myself. In my 15 years in this truth, for those that say that I'm not an Israelite,
right.
have done more for our people than you've ever done behind your keyboard,
mm-hmm.
all right? Take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it. Go ahead. Come on.
Verse 4. We fools accounted his life madness and his end to be without honor. How is he numbered among the children of God?
That's the honor that God is going to give us. Come on.
And his lot is among the saints.
When they say and they look at us and they say their number is among the saints, that has not happened to this day. So those fake imposters that are over there, those fake Jews, this is biblical that's coming out. All right? This is biblical that's coming out. That Zionism is a lie. That Zionism is not biblical. All right? Did you have something else you wanted to bring out?
No.
No?
Take
you?
That in.
You can fan me off now. I'm feeling the heat.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Not with my notes.
You're burning the notes, bro.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
You're about to burn the notes.
Whew.
I was thinking about Psalms 18, but it's no, man. You just left it. You left it there. You left it good.
Hey, can I get one script?
Go ahead. Bring
in
it out.
Revelation 3 and 13. Revelation 3 and 13. This is for everyone that just heard what's going on. It's hot in here right now. No Nelly. No Nelly. It's just hot. Go ahead and read.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 18.
13. 13.
3:13, sorry. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
That's all I got.
Mm, that's it. Hey, that's good. You can leave it with that. That's good. That's good.
All praise.
Oh, man. Anyway, hey, all praise to the Most High for y'all tuning in. Hopefully you two keep this up. Last week's show about the Jewish influence in Hollywood.
Right.
It got pulled down. They say it was because of the Chappelle stuff we showed, but we showed Chappelle for weeks since it came out, and they didn't pull down the other shows.
Nothing happened.
Right. So they pulled it down. It lost a little steam. I don't know if this will go up. It's been happening for weeks that the show's been coming down and it doesn't stay up.
Trying to hinder
the
building.
Yeah, right. So keep an eye out if you wanted to rewatch. We'll edit out whatever they say we can't have on there and hopefully try to re-upload it and do that. So anyway, I know with the time allotted, I had to go a little fast.
I was trying to keep up.
I was trying to go slow it because I know Sabbath I was pretty fast too with the class too.
I love the classes
when they come out. Like
yeah,
that.
I saw a lot of people, but like a lot of people telling me though, like they got to go back because like
rewatch it.
Too much scripture, like they had to.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but they were just saying it was a lot for them to keep up with.
Soldier David got to go back.
Yeah. So
me and Soldier David were trying to keep up, bro.
What we doing on Saturday? Spanish or English?
English, I believe.
All right. So yeah. Hey, check us out on Facebook exclusively. See, this is the Power Hour Plus. We have the Power Hour, which was a show we were doing for years on Saturday. It's an hour. It's exclusively on Facebook. All right. It's 11 a.m. Arizona time. You could tune in on Facebook at the Lost 144K. Lost will be on next week. We got Feast of Dedication. Starts Friday night. All praises to the Most High. We'll be keeping that as well.
With seven candlesticks.
With seven candlesticks.
Not nine.
Not nine. Not nine. That's another...
I'm just saying.
No, the Bible never shows nine.
I don't know, you don't light one each day?
You don't light one each
I'm
day?
Just saying, with seven candlesticks, yeah. Not nine. Nah.
Yeah. We'll see. And Lord's Will be on next week, all right? Same bat time.
There's someone, bring more Spanish videos. Go to Israel Unido en Cristo. We do 7 days
a
week.
We have a lot of Spanish teachers, 7 days a week. There's Spanish classes. And then if you subscribe to all the Spanish YouTube pages, like we got IRC Guatemala,
Ecuador,
IRC Ecuador,
Tijuana,
Mexico, Tijuana,
Puerto Rico. Dominican Republic.
Even if it's not videos from there, we're working to repost any of the Spanish videos we have across all those platforms. So you could go ahead and like that. Also, if you're watching on IUIC in the classroom, go to IUIC Phoenix YouTube. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the subscribes up, all right? We're trying to reach more people.
We have Spanish classes on there, too.
Oh, there's some Spanish classes there as well, all right? And give us a like and a subscribe over there as well, all right? Y'all stay in the spirit, okay? Let's keep that feast with joyfulness and gladness of heart. All praise to the Most High. Y'all stay safe and well out there. Most High Christ bless y'all. Shalom.
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 This for the Southern Kingdom, Juan Yasharala. This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza. We one nation. This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Sharala. Hey, one nation. This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza. We one nation. It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we Mexicans. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, hey, hey. And we been kings since birth, hey, hey. We put the kingdom first, hey, hey. And they gon' get this work, hey, hey. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We guys of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the ego. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been peaceful. The Southern Kingdom, Kwame Sharala.
Bro, it's one.
We had
like one.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza. This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Sharala.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vámonos muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta el arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos.
Something. You're going too fast. They were taking notes. Oh shit! Yeah, that's fire, bro. Yo, that is like gonna come with the what's it called? With this Flee Babylon 2.0 doctrine.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about that too. About oh well, he's gonna use the nations when it says I, because you know the scripture says the Lord uses the kings of the earth. But it's not exactly, it's